can I just say, my husband and I have relate counselling. We are not ashamed to say it. We've gone through a lot of difficult times, miscarriages, just had a rotten few years. Mm. And we really needed to sort of, you know, to mentor relationship. And genuinely, best thing we've ever done. I cannot recommend relate services enough. I really, really can't. This absolutely saved my marriage. And thank you very much for that. Denise Knowles is a relate counsellor, sex therapist. I think people should be more open about these things. But I have to say, I don't think you should be open about the fact that you think that having sex with someone else isn't infidelity. Goodness me. Well, Denise Knowles was talking about people being totally disgusted. Well, you must have had a lot of people who've said that to you, John Holmes.
Oh, I mean, in every single meeting I go into, but I that's because my meetings are very, very sexy meetings.
That's an extraordinary survey, though, isn't it?
It is a little odd, isn't it? Yeah.
I was just saying, I thought this morning was, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I had sex with it, but it. Good luck.
Yeah, it's like that Shaggy song. Do you remember that? It wasn't me.
What's happening on your show?
Well, it wasn't me. DUP deal, of course, we spoke about this yesterday just as it was happening. But today, of course, the magic money tree has been shaken. So we're going to be trying to grow a magic money tree in the studio, among other things. And comedian Dominic Holland will join us, whose career has been eclipsed by his own sons, who is now Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
So
why
we'll be putting
not?
That to him.
That's coming up at just after 1 o'clock at the news here on Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Guys, Voyager, proceed to countdown. 10, 9,
this Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event.
2, 1.
And there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
It's out of this world.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With eReceptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
Don't ignore the It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, yet more towers fail fire safety tests. A record fine for Google. And from Sainsbury's to Morrisings.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says there needs to be a major investigation into the long-term widespread use of potentially flammable cladding on tower blocks. It's been indicated it could form the second part of an inquiry into the Grenfell disaster. All 95 samples taken so far from high-rise buildings have failed fire safety tests. Last week, several blocks in Camden were evacuated. Local councillor and London Assembly member Sian Berry has told Talk Radio she thinks warnings were ignored.
We suspect this was outlined in the fire risk assessments as urgent action needed, and clearly urgent action wasn't taken, and that is something we have to hold the council to account for, and I think we will all be doing that. For the time being, we are still trying to get people rehoused.
Google has been fined a record £2.1 billion for breaching antitrust rules with its online comparison shopping service. The European Commission says the company has abused its dominance as a search engine by promoting itself over its competitors. The tech editor at Business Insider UK, James Cook, has told Talk Radio it may sound like a lot, but it's not for a company of Google size.
It's about 6 weeks' profit for Google. It's not a sort of existential threat to their business. So they could pay the fine if they want to. But what the interesting thing here is that the Commissioner Vestager mentioned in their press conference that there are other investigations into Google over Android, other search ads that are coming. There could be a lot more fines coming down the line.
It's been ruled a man who killed his ex-partner, the former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake, and their two young children will never leave prison. 50-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent has failed in challenging his whole life sentence for their murders in December 2015. Claims Syria is preparing a new chemical weapons attack have been denied by the Assad regime. It's also insisted it's never used them before after the US claimed it has potential evidence of plans for a strike. And a convenience store, which was threatened with legal action, has changed its name from Sainsbury's to Morrisons. Sainsbury's demanded the shop in North Tyneside stop breaching its trademarks, but Morrisons says it's happy to endure a little friendly rivalry.
I remember when it was Sainsbury's. I remember that was in the news at the time, wasn't it?
Yes, it
and
was.
Now it's taken him a while to come up with Morrisons.
So it's been about 5 years, I think, the whole process has been dragging
on.
Yeah, but apparently he's moved into a slightly larger premises and he hasn't had a sign for the whole time.
Right.
And he thought, do you know what? Now I've moved, I'm going to rebrand.
Yeah.
Been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it.
It's the only one he could go for, to be honest. Because if they did stop him from doing that, there's nowhere else to go, is there? Because you can't get, like, weight sings doesn't work.
No.
Tessings doesn't work,
no.
Does it? Asda sing, no.
No.
So he's reached the end of the line, really, with that.
Yeah, it's ended well for him because Morrisons aren't bothered.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good news. Good news, Victoria.
Good news.
Always end on some good news, don't you? I like that.
I try.
Yeah. Well, the weather now.
Yeah.
Is it good news?
No. Talk Radio National Weather. So there's a lot of rain around and it could be heavy and thundery for some, and it's pretty muggy in London and the South East, highs of 22 degrees.
In London centric, that wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
The most part of that, the main part of that forecast was pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, you didn't really mention anywhere by name though.
Do I need to mention every single place?
In
because that could take a long time.
In the country.
Could take a long old time. Yeah. I mean, if you're that concerned, just look it up yourself.
Yeah, fair enough. Same with the news, really.
Don't do me out of a job.
Thanks, Victoria. And same with the sport, to be fair. But here's Ben anyway with stuff he pre-recorded half an hour ago.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. The British and Irish Lions survived a late fight back to draw 31-all with Southern Hemisphere Super Rugby champions Hurricanes in Wellington. They were disappointed with the result, having led 23-7 at half-time and enjoying a 14-point cushion with 15 minutes to go. You can hear full live commentary of the two remaining tests. The next one's on Saturday over on TalkSport. England's under-21s can make it into the final of the European Championship for the first time since 2009 this evening, standing in their way, Germany, the side they were beaten by in the last four last time around. It could be said there's a bit of history between the two countries when it comes to penalties in crunch international games. Boss Ady Boothroyd says if the game goes all the way this time, they'll be ready. There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport this evening, kickoffs at 5. Finally, Andy Murray's pulled out of a pre-Wimbledon exhibition match in London this evening because of a sore hip. The world number one had wanted to get some competitive action in before he defends his title at SW19. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, pre-recorded Ben. Thank you, live Victoria.
It's okay.
Victoria's actually pre-recorded as
it's
well.
Not true.
But I've got these
You're
words
lying.
On a button here.
So
that's the sigh button. Tiresome
so
button.
Tiresome.
Tiresome button again.
So annoying.
Annoying button.
I hate you.
Yep, hate button. Thanks, Victoria. Yeah. Didn't press anything there. So now it's Tuesday's programme. Let's do it.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, talk radio in the afternoons then. So, what do we know?
Pamela Anderson could slash the risk of an early menopause.
You're absolutely... I know, that's right.
I work in an office. I handle people's insurance claims.
That would be thrilling.
And Mr. Muscle oven cleaner. You think of me as a red button. Press me and I will go to war with Europe after Brexit. So it could work, couldn't it? I mean, I do see a future where this would... Noodly... Rugby.
Uncle Kevin's wacky fun shack is no longer sticking dead people in soil.
Please help me. That's from Paul Ross.
Thank you very much.
Right.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend.
Everything is
evolving. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Yep. With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, like the government's new £3.5 billion aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth McQueen Elizabeth face. It's pictured on the front of a lot of the papers today, the front pages of many of the papers. And, well, just like that, we launch your Tuesday afternoon talk radio thing on far fewer of a budget than that, I can tell you. Yet we are positively bristling with broadcasting artillery, details of which anon. And also, like that aircraft carrier, we're not properly ready either. Significant bits of this show don't work, as management like to point out in all the meetings I have to go to. 3.5 billion. Another couple of deals like that, and the DUP could buy their own warship. Imagine that! Imagine that! They've got their billion, haven't they, from Theresa May. Another couple of those, and the DUP get an aircraft carrier. They could use it to attack women's rights and gay people. Not sure actually the DUP would be that good in a direct military conflict, if I'm on it. Because if a mission fails, of course, it's customary in military circles to order, abort, abort! That's going to anger them, isn't it, that? They just keep going because they say abortion is wrong. They don't like the gays and they don't like the abortion, do they? The DUP, that's what we know. But what if it was a gay baby? I mean, if you told them, right, that a baby was going to come out and then eventually grow up to be gay and then get married in a gay marriage, the DUP would be so conflicted they wouldn't actually know what to do, would they? Mind you, they've got £1 billion of our money now, so they're probably too busy celebrating down Nando's to care anymore. Order more sides! What do you want, Ali? What do you want? Or the macho peas. Oh, have two. We've got £1 billion. So hello then, anyway, and welcome along. I am John Holmes. It is talk radio in the afternoons. It's the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. And very much like Syria preparing a chemical weapons attack, according to the White House, as you've just been hearing in the news. By the way, the White House, America, have rightly condemned this as inhumane and barbaric, not to mention illegal. And, of course, in direct contravention of Geneva Protocols. So just as it all was, barbaric, illegal, inhumane and in contravention of Geneva Protocols, when America did it by deploying Agent Orange in Vietnam. Remember that? Oh, and white phosphorus against insurgents in Iraq in 2004. They moan about the chemical weapons, don't they, America? But who's the only country that have ever dropped them on people? That's right, it's America, isn't it? Yeah. Not the only country, but certainly one of them. But America don't want anyone to mention that, do they? Oh dear, we did, never mind. Anyway, here's what we're dropping on you. Headline hijack is on the way. That means you get to make up a news story. And that news story that's originated entirely in your own head finds its way into Victoria, specifically her mouth area. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And out it will come made up fake news. masquerading as truth in the 2 o'clock bulletin. The lines are very much open for that now. If you'd like to make something up and send it to this 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Mm.
Who's that voice? Mm. The Diversity Paper Review is also on the way. Of course, it's where we go through the papers, just like every other programme does, to fill time. However, we do it each day with a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. And today, Rudd. We welcome back our friend Rudd. Of course, he's happy to do any paper of any kind, because Rudd isn't bisexual. Also later, a tiny child will be here to discuss the deal between the DUP and Theresa May and give us a seven-year-old's perspective on the news before hammering out a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify, my friend. That's right. It's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. We will bring you today's big stories, all of the current affairs, but we will put them into the medium of short-form Oriental verse, of course. We find it's the best way to explain the news. It's the news in haikus. There's all your reactions on the way today, as well as we will be collating them. So if you do have a reaction, an old one just lying around or something, peel down the back of the sofa, see if a reaction's fallen down there. Get it out, blow the fluff off. As they used to say to Alan Freeman in 1970s Radio 1. And send it to us. We'll also have a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Now, if you're a first-time listener, let me just explain very quickly what that is. You know the game Buckaroo, where there's a sort of plastic donkey and you hang things on it, and the donkey then kicks them off eventually. You know that? It's an updated millennial version of that. But instead of a donkey, it's a millennial, a snowflake, if you will, and we hang upon them trigger phrases until they get so anxious that they have to run off to their safe space. Two contestants, one plastic millennial snowflake, a lot of trigger words. It's Snowflake Buckaroo later. And we bring you hot guest action today. Spider-Man's dad will be joining us. Comedian Dominic Holland, whose son is now Spider-Man in the new Spider-Man film. He'll be in after 2 o'clock. Oh, that plus one whole chicken, one tablespoon of olive oil, 500 grams of halved baby potatoes, 300 grams of cherry tomatoes, one green pepper, and two cloves of garlic, which you should... Hang on, that's not this show, is it? That's a recipe for butterfly chicken tray bake. So you also need 400 kilograms of butterfly. Do you know, I always get those the two things mixed up, Harry. I always get...
They are very similar.
Butterfly tray bake recipe and this show mixed up. It's a really easy mistake to make if you're not concentrating. No. Ginger Dave is not producing. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Great. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Spanish. Hola.
Adios.
Victoria's on the news!
Yes, John.
And playing the role of disappointing sidekick today is Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Is this your first time?
I think it is.
First time sidekickery from Harry, who has, to be fair to him, been working behind the scenes in production for the Fat Past Week and stuff.
The Fat Past Week.
So there it is. There's a show of sorts, anyway. That's what we're going to call it, despite what you think. But we're going to start with some music. Harry, let me explain. We start with music.
I'm aware,
To get us into...
fully aware that
to get us into today's big story. And the story links to the song, or vice versa.
Yes.
And you have to try and work out from the clues within what the big story is from the song. Play along at home, no prizes. Harry, play along in here.
Will
what do. On earth could today's big story be relating to this?
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam hot. This is jam hot.
Time.
right then. So that is Beats International. Dub be good to me. But why am I playing it on what is primarily a talk radio station? And why have I chosen it as talk radio's head of music, which I am? To link to today's big story, well, if you've been playing along at home, you're probably thinking, oh, this is very easy. You know, I imagine Harry thinks it's very easy as well and has worked it out. So.
I think I've got it.
Go on then.
I don't know why you're talking about this story, though. Dub, as in V-Dub, as in Volkswagen. Yes. You're talking about their emissions scandal from about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not it. It's not it. No. Beats International.
Be good to you. Be good to yourself. Is it something to do with healthcare, NHS?
NHS. Ooh. No. I'm going to tell you what it is, right? So, what's in the news?
Ooh, what's in the news? Well, on that news there, on that TV that I'm looking at, it's public sector pay.
Yeah.
Can't be that, can it?
No.
On that
but
one...
But it is to do with money. Go on that one.
On this one, it's Loose Women. Is it Loose Women that's in the news today?
No.
I'm clueless then.
All right, I'm going to tell you. Right, Dub Be Good To Me.
Yes.
Right, now what... spell Dub.
D-U-B.
Yes, now what's another letter of the alphabet?
A?
Yeah, no. I mean, yes, but not the right answer to this.
P.
No. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. It is. Yeah, it is. It's the D-U-P. So D-U-P, be good to me. Dup, be good
Dup
to me.
Dup, be good
yeah.
to me.
And they are going to be good to Theresa May, aren't they? Because she's given them £1 billion of our money!
Where's that come from?
Me! And you! And everybody who pays tax. That's where it's come from. The magic money tree that she said didn't exist when the NHS and the schools needed it. When the tower blocks needed sprinklers. Not there then, was it?
It wasn't.
But it's there to keep her in her job. So she's given £1 billion to the DUP for Northern Ireland. That hasn't pleased many people, not least Wales and Scotland. So we are going to be talking about it, of course. It's the big story. That's what we need to discuss. Ask Prodcast is through the glass. She's going to get us a guest. Here she comes now with her.
Okay.
Oh, it's quick. Right, so we'll talk to somebody about the DUP deal next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
My thing, popping on the Lycra and swallowing the odd insect. I'm into my cycling, you see. We meet every Sunday morning, 7:30 on the dot. We just planned a trip to the Alps, well, the Welsh Alps, so we need a new bike rack. It's got to keep four bikes safe on the roof whilst we plan our Tour de Wales in the car underneath.
Sounds like Ben's thing is a roof-mounted four-bike car carrier rack. Find your thing on eBay, the UK's number one online destination for car parts and accessories. eBay. Find your thing.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Vice Voyager, proceed to countdown. 10.
This Friday is a Euro Millions jackpot event.
Two.
And there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
It's out of this world.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Yorkshire, there's stationary traffic on the M62 westbound. It's down to just one lane at before junction 22 at Rishworth Moor, and there's currently delays of over an hour and 45 minutes back to junction 24 at Ainley Top. On the eastbound M62 in Greater Manchester, a broken down lorry is closing off the inside lane between 18 for the M60 Simmester Island and 19 for Haywood. And in Kent, an accident has closed off one lane on the Londonbound M2 between Junction 3 for Chatham and Junction 2 for Rochester. I'm Jamie Sircombe.
Tonight on BT TV, watch the UK network premiere of AMC's Better Call Saul, the critically acclaimed spin-off to Breaking Bad.
It's showtime, folks.
It's unmissable. 5 stars, The Telegraph.
You will atone!
You'll find top-quality drama, kids' shows and blockbuster movies on BT TV. And to never miss a moment, you can record all your favourite shows with the BT TV box. Watch the first episode of Better Call Saul tonight. Visit bt.com/TV. BT TV, big entertainment, tiny prices.
You'll need BT broadband and a fast enough line. Recording functionality available with selected BT TV packs. Terms apply.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And if you've only just joined us, Cornelius, who normally sits here, playing the role of disappointing radio sidekick. Today is still off post-Glastonbury recovery, and Harry
Hello.
Has joined us, and Alex has just texted in, having heard you, Harry.
Oh, good.
Saying that Harry sounds like a lovely young man. I imagine him to look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty okay, much yeah. Bang on, I'd say. Channel 4 have axed their, and I quote, hilarious and topical hybrid show, a unique televisual experience. Host of the Week, it was called. If it passed you by, I'm not surprised. It was axed after just one episode with Scarlett Moffat in it. And you have to commend them, really, for when it failed and was spectacularly bad, you have to commend Channel 4 for having the balls to just end it there and then. If only Theresa May was equipped with the very same balls, big enough to know when it's over, rather than spend £1 billion of your money in order to stay number 10. A bung, a bribe, a travesty, corruption, all words being bandied around in the press this morning, as on social media, obviously, as May gives money to Northern Ireland to, well, bribe them, I suppose, into backing her. On the other side of the argument, she couldn't have formed a workable government without them, as her lack of a majority would effectively have paralysed the government. She said she created the mess, she said she'd get them out of it. She has, but at considerable cost to the UK taxpayer. When she needed it, she found the magic money tree in the face of austerity and shook it all over the DUP, rather than the NHS or schools or, you know, as I say, putting sprinklers in tower blocks. On the line, I'm pleased to welcome to the show Stephen Pound, MP, Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland, of course. And Stephen, I mean, would this magic money have been better spent elsewhere, or was it the only way to govern effectively?
To be fair, John, I don't think I need to say anything, because, I mean, you've said the bloody lot, mate. I mean, you've said it brilliantly. So all I just want to say is, Holmesy, you've got it absolutely spot on. Look, we've been told for the last 7 years that there's no money. We've been told that everybody's thoracic. We've been told that we can't pay. We've got 20,000 less police officers. We can't pay nurses. Public services had a 1% pay cut. And then suddenly, miraculously, in June, it's like the spring of suddenly appeared. This great tree has sprouted, presumably somewhere on the banks of the Dam, and showered us with loot.
Mm.
There have been some fairly cruel words mentioned. Bungs have been mentioned. Pork barrel politics have been mentioned. To a certain extent, I mean, Theresa May is doing what failing politicians who are in the departure lounge of life do. And they're trying to just do anything to scrabble around to try. You know, I mean, in the past, the Labour Party has formed some fairly unsavoury coalitions. Dear God, we actually used to talk to the Liberal Democrats back in the 70s.
Imagine the horror. Yeah.
Well, yeah, did they? We had to hold on those. But you know, on the other hand, we didn't actually shower them with shekels. This particular, it's pretty much indefensible. Look, the point is, it's about £2 billion. Now, you can make a case for the fact that after 30 years of the Troubles, there was huge infrastructure development that's needed in Northern Ireland. But you can also make the case for the fact that about 70% of the economy of Northern Ireland is actually direct payments from, you know, from in London.
Yeah.
And that's a real problem. This will simply entrench it and make it worse. But the real winners today, the people who are smiling and laughing and chuckling all the way to the bank with their pockets bulging with blue balloons, are the Democratic Unionist Party. This is their finest hour.
So what does that do with your relationship being Northern Ireland then? Because obviously they don't like your boss, they don't like Jeremy, for all of the reasons we understand and know about. So, you know, does it alter sort of your job in any way? Does it make it more difficult?
Well, I've always had to work with the DUP, and I've worked with them for 20 years. And what I don't agree with is it kind of stereotyping, this, you know, kind of orange man in a bowler hat, you know, sort of misogynistic nonsense that people talk about. The DUP originally formed because the Conservative Party in Northern Ireland, which is called the Ulster Unionist Party,
Yeah. They
ran the place. The DUP were the working class party. They were actually the Labour Party of Northern Ireland.
Yes, because you're right, and working class origins. Yes, you're absolutely, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're spot on. I mean, it's interesting, is that, John, not many people actually pick up on this. A lot of people think of the Free Press Presbyterian Church, and they think of Paisley in that. But in fact, they were the working class party. The UUs were the Conservatives, and the DUs were the working class party. So I actually get on well with them, because I think 90% of what they're doing, they're representing their constituents as best they can. There's certain their social attitudes I find, you know, a little grating, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, well, yes, many would agree with you there, yeah. And we've touched on them. We know what they are. But many people thought that might come into the negotiations, of course. But in the end, it turns out to be mostly about the money, doesn't it?
I know. What's fascinating is if you actually have a look at the 2.5 pages of the agreement, and I'm sure you've deconstructed it already, I mean, some fascinating stuff in there. I mean, it's signed by Ben Williamson, CBE MP, of the Conservative and Unionist Party. Now, we know the Conservatives always have been the Conservative and Unionist Party. I can't remember anyone using that expression for 20-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And it refers to the Belfast Agreement instead of the Good Friday Agreement. There's lots of sort of criminology stuff in there. But what it does is it's a fascinating document. Because what it says is that, you know, we will support the government on a case-by-case basis. So that means for the next 5 years, any time they need a new bridge in Strangford or they need a new coastal road in Northampton, back they're going to come.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Danegeld is if you keep paying the Danegeld, you don't send the Danes home. You send them back to the front door time and time again.
Yeah, I mean, this is, right, you're absolutely right. This billion, or over a billion now, it's part of the Barnett's formula, isn't it? We were talking about this yesterday, regional spending, for the different parts of the UK and so on and so forth. But the four areas that this has paid for them to support are Brexit, various finance bills, terror legislation and the budget, and anything else over that, they're going to back cap in hand, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, sort of cap in hand, with the cap facing upwards, you know, really to be showered with blue balloons. But, I mean, it'll be in the case. They've not actually surrendered anything. They've not said, we will support you in everything on your manifesto. So, I mean, who knows where we're going to go. There's a lot of issues, John, like air passenger transport duty. I mean, APD, at the moment, a lot of people in Northern Ireland go down to Dublin to fly because they don't have the same rate of air passenger duty on that. And they're very unfortunately, if Theresa May's government actually abolish air passenger duty for George Best and Aldergrove, then what's going to happen to the other airports in the United Kingdom? They're going to demand something. The other thing is they're talking about reducing corporation tax. Grand. But what's that going to do to Lancashire, Liverpool, Manchester? They're going to say, well, hang on a second, we're going to be losing business to there. So the point about, and you're spot on when you mentioned the Barnett formula. Ian Duncan-Smith said last week, on a programme that I was on with him, that the Barnett formula is only advisory, and that what we could say, this is actually sort of city money, building to improve cities. Now, if the Barnett formula is not advisory, then what the hell have we been doing for the last 30 years, living with it as a template?
Mm.
So the key thing there is, what are the consequences for the Good Friday Agreement, where the United Kingdom, where London has to be a neutral co-guarantor with Washington and with Dublin, you know, are we still neutral when we're in bed with the DUP? Thing is, what are the Barnett consequentials for Scotland and for Wales? And not just that, the North East, the North West, the Midlands. You know, and the only thing I know for certain is that poor old London is getting the rough end of the stick on this one. We seem to be dishing out, but we're getting naffled back.
Well, we've got 10 DUP MPs, so, you know, every cloud or something.
I know, well, we've got 40-odd in London. But maybe, no, let's not go there.
No, let's not. Stephen, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If I, just before
Thank
you go, finally, though, basically the bottom line here is what everyone is talking about. You know, basically, has Theresa May given them £1 billion just to keep her job?
Yes.
Great. Stephen Pound there, MP, of course, Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland, with his take on the £1 billion that everybody is talking about today, and we make no apology for talking about it too, because that's what we're here for. In the next half an hour of the programme, Headline Hijack. Make up the news. Get a news story into the 2pm bulletin. The number is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll be going through the papers, of course, with today's Diversity Paper Review. Just after 1:30, Victoria has the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
It's emerged 95 tower blocks across England have now failed fire safety checks, prompting the Prime Minister to say there should be a major investigation into the use of cladding over decades. Meanwhile, a five-year-old boy has been confirmed among the victims, with his family saying he was kind, energetic and generous. Google has been fined more than £2 billion over its shopping service. The European Commission says the company abuses its dominance as a search engine by promoting itself above competitors. The Health Secretary has confirmed he kept quiet for months about a blunder that meant 700,000 medical records were accidentally put into storage.
I was advised by my officials not to make the issue public last March until an assessment of the risks to patient safety had been completed and all relevant GP surgeries informed.
Work is still being done to establish whether any patients were harmed because of things like test results not being delivered to doctors. The Queen is going to get a £6 million public pay increase. It's after a rise in the Crown's estate's profits. And for the first time in a decade, the Oxford English Dictionary has a new last word. Ziziva, which is a group of tropical weevils often found in palm trees in South America, is among a number of new words to be added. It replaces zithum, which is an ancient Egyptian malt beer. The weather, a lot of rain.
How do you spell it?
The new word?
Yes.
It's spelled Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A. Ziziva.
Did you think whoever invented that word did it with the sole knowledge that it would be the last word in the dictionary?
Quite
for
possibly.
A little joke.
It sounds like a headline hijack, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah, it is a bit. Ziziva.
Well said.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you why, because I know some science people.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And when they invent things or discover something else, they are allowed to name these things, right? That's how it works. And so I know scientists that have given things very stupid names.
Like what? Because,
well, a friend of mine discovered a new gene, right?
Okay.
And for no reason, just called it Snot One.
It's quite funny.
Well done, Tom.
Well, it's like was it a prawn or something named after Pink Floyd?
Right.
Maybe it wasn't a prawn. It was something. I remember doing
it
in bonus news.
A tribute act?
No, it was a creature.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to do the weather now.
Okay.
So rainy in pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm. Could turn heavy and thundery for some, and it's muggy in London and the southeast. Highs of 22 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
There is, and it will contain your made-up news. You just heard Victoria's mouth in full-on action. Here it comes again.
Yes.
There it is.
That was weird. Yeah.
And when it's not got a vegetarian sausage in it, it says the news.
I hate you.
I know. And the news will be at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to make up a news story and put it in there. Get it into us. The lines are open now. Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah. Oh, bonus news today.
Yes.
We bring you bonus news at 3:30 every day. Victoria brings it to us. Bonus news to make the time up a bit because her bulletins are shorter. Today is
mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
That's right.
Yeah.
At 3:30. So stay tuned for that. Papers on the way, a diversity paper review, and we'll go through some of your headline hijacks.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so to Headline Hijack. This, as I say, is where you get to make the news up. It's all very well hearing the news, isn't it? Oh, there's the news. But this is where you get to add your two penneth worth to it. Fake news! The stuff that Donald Trump continues to complain about. We were doing it long before Donald Trump was I was going to say a twinkle, but given his penchant for Russian prostitutes, a tinkle in a Moscow lady's eye. So, it's Headline Hijack. What's been coming in, Harry? Made-up stuff.
We've got one here. Video game manufacturer Nintendo has today announced that they are going to make a giant 30-foot version of their classic console, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Once purchased, the device will be delivered on the back of a flatbed lorry to the customer's location and will have to be installed by a crane, either inside or on top of their house.
That sounds like the next big thing in gaming to me. I mean, they do try and outdo each other, don't they?
It literally is the big thing in gaming.
Big thing.
The big, big...
Big thing. They try and outdo each other, don't they? Are you a gamer, Harry?
I am a gamer.
Are you?
Yes, I like playing my Xbox.
What about your current box?
No, don't play that one.
Just your ex. So, I'm not a gamer, so I know not of this world. But what's the current... What are the kids playing, Harry? What's
the kids are into VR. Like, you know, those funny goggles that you put in and it puts you in a virtual world and you can...
Yeah.
Essentially live out a virtual life inside your actual life, which you are wasting.
Right. Do you do that?
No, I don't do that. Too expensive.
Fine. All right. That's right. You work here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. I've got one here
Then.
Yes, Amazon are introducing a new delivery system which utilises recycled old cannons from decommissioned pirate ships. Now, it launches later this year. Amazon Cannon is going to revolutionise logistics because it will blast Amazon orders directly through the front doors of customers. And this is very good because you know what it's like waiting for a delivery? If you've got to wait in, you've got to be in. But an Amazon won't leave it on a doorstep necessarily.
No, shoot it straight through your door.
But now, you don't need to be in because it cannons it straight through your
door. Very, very convenient.
And if you leave inside doors open, it could land as far as your lounge or somewhere.
Or maybe through the back door as well, by accident. They need to think that through, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you need permission to bang through someone's back door.
With a cannon.
You know. So, but I think that's a good idea. It's obviously the next step after drones, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good. what...
Yes, it is.
What else have you got, Harry?
I've got one here from Craig in Lancaster. He's written, after admitting that an internal admin blunder had left private details of at least 1,700 patients piled up in a warehouse, the NHS has today issued a press statement claiming that incompetency is the way forward.
Good spin.
Yep, and this is just the start of things to come. In light of recent cyber problems they've had, the NHS are going to replace all Windows XP computers with VTech toy ones. You know the ones?
Yeah, I know.
And hospital beds are going to have their brakes removed so they can just roll around wards willy-nilly.
Yeah.
That's not what he's written. He's written a more journalistic style there.
Yeah, but that's very good. Who sent that in?
That's Craig in Lancaster.
Thank you, Craig in Lancaster. Yeah, good. So, it's over to you, isn't it, really? That's over to you right now because there's still 20 minutes to get your made-up news lie to us. Words that you know in an order that make a kind of news sense. Write them down and put your name on it and send it to 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any reason for doing it in that voice?
I'm trying new things.
Okay, fine. Calls cost 25p plus your standard network rate. We'll go through the newspapers next on Talk Radio in our diversity paper review. Also to come on the programme this very day, a game of snowflake buckaroo. Comedian Dominic Holland will be joining us after 2 o'clock. And other stuff.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber, where to?
My name's Calvin, I'm 26 years old. Before Uber, I did waitering jobs, I did events work, you name it, I was doing all kinds of things. I then led on to getting a consultancy business, and I also play football semi-professionally. Business at times was up and down. Also, you have to juggle it with football, so you have to get your training in. You find yourself, you're working constantly, so it got a bit hectic. My uncle, who's a chauffeur, he said to me, if you put in the hours, it can work out for you, especially with your time schedules. Being an Uber partner makes me feel privileged because it kind of opens your eyes to certain things. I'm able to have a flexible life. So you get more happiness, you get more time on your hands to do things that you enjoy doing. And it's made me more friendly.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of five on same account. Perks given once a month and vary with spend. Club card points in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There were delays for up to 2 hours on the Westbound M62 in West Yorkshire. Only one lane is open just before Junction 22 at Rishworth Moor following a multi-vehicle accident, and the tailbacks are back to Junction 24 at Ainley Top. On the M1 in South Yorkshire, the inside lane is closed between 33 and 32 for the M18 because of a broken down lorry. And there are problems with the slip road onto the A1M southbound at Junction 17 closed off, which is causing lengthy delays back through Yaxley towards Peterborough. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Tonight on BT TV, watch the UK network premiere of AMC's Better Call Saul, the critically acclaimed spin-off to Breaking Bad.
It's showtime, folks.
It's unmissable. Five stars, The Telegraph.
You will atone!
You'll find top-quality drama, kids shows and blockbuster movies on BT TV. And to never miss a moment, you can record all your favourite shows with the BT TV box. Watch the first episode of Better Call Saul tonight. Visit bt.com/TV. BT TV, big entertainment, tiny prices.
You'll need BT broadband and a fast enough line. Recording functionality available with selected BT TV packs. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, there's a lot of news, isn't there? There's a lot of news around today. We have been hearing a lot about the DUP, of course. The fallout from that. On the front of the papers, the picture of that warship that they announced, the £3.5 billion that's cost. The Queen's got a pay rise. You know, that was well-timed, wasn't it, given, you know, everything else that's going on. The magic money tree continues to shake for the elite, doesn't it, eh? There's a murder trial going on. Putin's Russia. There's a lot going on. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, I just can't get my head around it, John.
No, Harry, I know. I know you can't. And it's funny how everyone sits where you're sitting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Can't get their head around the news.
It must just be this chair, I think.
I think it is. But it's wider than that, because people send us letters all the time telling us they can't get their head around the news. And can we, they say, they implore me. Can we do anything
about
it?
Well, you are here to help.
I am, Harry, thank you. And help I will now, because I'm going to take the news, as we often do, and, drill down deeply inside it. And when you do that, what you end up with at the very core of every news story is Japanese poetry. That much is obvious. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Ordinarily, we present the news in haikus. However, because our assistant producer, Cass, is here, but Cornelius, who normally does them, is not, it's fallen to her to record them for us. So we present the news in hulkus.
Hulkus.
quid deal with the DUP. Guess the found that money tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
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 Found the money tree.
They did.
Off air, Stephen Pound called them something unbroadcastable. Anyway, we spoke to Stephen Pound a moment ago. It's time now for today's diversity paper review, and Rudd is here.
Hello,
hello Rudd.
Hello. Hello, Rudd.
Hi, Rudd.
Hi, Harry.
Speak when you're spoken to, Harry. Come on.
Sorry.
So the diversity paper review then works very much like this. It's a paper review. Sure it is. That's what the radio does. However, each day we bring it to you via the mouth of a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Yesterday Mark was here, Mark's Brown. Rudd, what's your diversity?
Bisexual.
Bisexual, that's right.
Yeah. I'm the B in LGBT.
Yes. By the way, mm-hmm. while you're on that subject, mm. by the way, I've noticed it's crept up a bit.
Yeah.
That has. Because it used to be LGBT.
Yeah.
Right? Before that,
and then LGBTQ.
Yes. Where does that come from?
The Q is queer.
I know. But why has it suddenly been added on the end?
Because
you're a snowflake. Explain it to us.
I've read a few varying kind of accounts of queer, and it has a few different definitions.
Right.
I mean, there's the obvious one that it used to be used as an insult to, you know, homosexual people.
Right, yes.
And it was kind of reclaimed as kind of our word.
Yeah.
And I've seen other various explanations of it being kind of a completely, you know, individual form of homosexuality or just sexuality in itself. So I don't fully get it. But
okay,
it means.
I thought I'd ask because I now hear it.
Yeah,
but it's not consistent yet. So you know, but people do add a Q on the end. I just wonder how many other letters will eventually be added.
Well, at the moment it's
because everyone can identify however they like. So everyone can have their own letter, technically, now.
It did go...
It could be 26 letters long before.
They did kind of give up and go LGBTQ+. Plus.
Ooh.
That's the... Have you not heard... That's kind of the latest one. Is LGBT.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, no. I think they're kind of like, actually, we should probably stop adding. So they just put a little plus.
Adding
so,
yeah. Right. But I think there'll be people annoyed about that and they'll want their letter in there.
I have no doubt.
Why don't you just go L+. Plus?
Well, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a minefield, isn't it?
It's the internet exists, Sean. There's someone angry about something somewhere. And by gum, they're going to write about it on the internet.
What's in the papers, Rodney?
Right. Here's a story that I saw and I thought was like, oh, blooming Americans at it again.
Yeah.
But this is in the West Midlands. There's kids being taught how to fire guns.
Yes.
What?
7 and 8 year olds.
Yeah.
They're not real guns, though, are they?
No, they're not. They're little plastic guns.
Yeah.
What's the point, then?
Yeah. That's not teaching them anything. How's that teaching them?
I had a toy gun when I was little.
Look, yeah. Unless they're teaching them how to look into a man's eyes as the life escapes from his body, then what are they really teaching these kids?
Not just a man, or woman.
Or woman.
Or trans.
Yes.
You've got to be equal, Rudd.
Equal opportunity.
All people
murderers.
All people should... You of all people
yes.
should know that all people could be killed.
But yeah, so I saw this story and I thought it was... If this was America, I'd be like, of course.
Yeah.
Like, naturally, they're...
From a school, the police... The kids went for a tour around a fire.
Yeah, and you
range,
can
right?
see here, they look a bit like little... Laser Quest guns or something.
Yeah.
They're just kind of blue plastic guns.
Yeah. Have you ever done a training course like we've got? I've had to do one.
No, I haven't done a training course, but I've been to a shooting range and shot clay pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a training thing once where I had those because they teach you to disarm people and stuff. But obviously the people have plastic weapons. And so they're not realistic at all. Anyway, they are basically, as Harry just said, like toy guns
when
you were a kid. So I know there's a little bit of an outcry about this, but of course there's an outcry about everything these days, so that stands to reason. And you're a millennial snowflake, so no wonder you're annoyed. But the thing is, it's like, what's the difference between that and the toy guns we have as kids anyway?
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I mean, I don't know if I'm...
Pew, 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 aren't they?
Yeah, which kids are going to do anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't think I'm outraged by this, I think it's a little bit silly. I was going to say it's a little bit promotey of violence.
Yeah.
But
I'd say in that picture, the kids are having the best time in the world, don't they?
Yeah, they look. I mean, especially this girl here. She's having a great time.
She's going, yeah!
Yeah.
I tell you what, you know, on a serious note, though, you said you've done clay pigeon gun shooting, right? Which is one thing. But I've done it in America with, like, proper guns.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest experience because you've seen it from films and stuff.
Yeah.
You and I've spoken about this a little bit before, but what it does to you, it's quite odd. It's psychologically.
Okay.
And so you someone gives you a gun and you know it's real and you know it's loaded and you know it's got bullets in it and you know
it's that kind of
kill someone.
Yeah, that kind of Call of the Void thing.
Yeah.
You know, so you know when you're standing at the top of a really tall building, you go, "Oh, I could jump off this."
Yeah,
or like, if you're in a car and it's like, "Oh,
what if I just
what?" Yeah.
Yeah, it is that, and you think, "What if I just?"
Yeah.
But when you try to, I was trying to fire the gun. It was on a shooting range. Let's be clear. But my hand was shaking so much, really kind of nervously, until I did the, and I couldn't, you know, I couldn't quite do it. And then once I pulled the trigger, most exciting thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I mean,
it was just like, yahoo! Because it's sort of cool out of films. And I'm not saying that's right.
There's a great scene.
But you can kind of see.
There's a great scene in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the gang buys a gun and two of them get kind of gun fever and they just want to go to the shooting range all the time. And the third one's like, no, we got to be responsible, safe with the gun, keeping it. When they're at the shooting range, the safe one comes along and goes, "Come on, guys, we need to put it away." And they go, "Oh, come on, just hold. Do you want to shoot it? Do you want to shoot it, though? Come on." And he goes, no, I won't. "Well, hold it, then. Just hold." Well, I'll hold it, yeah. It's pretty heavy. It feels pretty good. And then, bam, bam, bam.
There you go. Honestly, that's how it is. And at one point, because you've got an instructor, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's sort of walking up down the line of other people doing it. And at one point, I yelped an ow. And he obviously came running. I went, what the hell have you done? And I was like, "Somebody hit me in the eye." Right? And you wearing goggles, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was like, "Ah! What was that?" And he went, "Right, did you turn the gun sideways like Ungangster?" and I went, "Yeah." And he went, "Right. Yeah." As though everyone does that.
So it was a pistol or something.
It was a Glock 17.
Because I was thinking, if you were shooting a rifle, the recoil would probably knock you over because
you're
so short.
It would, because I'm tiny. It was a Glock 17. But what happens, of course, is what they don't show you in the films when they turn it sideways, is, of course, the casing of the bullet has to be ejected out of the gun. Whereas ordinarily, it just goes sideways onto the floor. But if you turn it sideways, it goes sideways into your face, which I didn't realise because I'm an idiot.
So, the gun thing's weird, especially America's gun attitude. I don't think I'll ever quite get my head around that. I think that's just because...
It's quite complicated.
I think that's just because we haven't grown up in America.
No, I think you're right. And it's a complete novelty, obviously. But these kids playing with plastic guns on a firing range, it's one of those... I don't know what the objective of it was because what they're teaching them. But it's only... I think
the lesson that they would have been teaching them, which is a valuable lesson that everyone should learn early, is that guns are really cool.
Yeah, and also that if you do something like that, you will get into the Daily Mail. So what else?
Lesson to learn.
What, for all of us.
A pub landlord who has placed a swearing ban in his pub.
Yeah.
And he's taken it as far as, you know, throwing people out for swearing.
Right.
Which is an interesting decision to make.
It has to be within his earshot, presumably. Or can you report someone to
them? Well, I'm not sure. It doesn't say here as to whether you have to hear it or whether you can... If you hear someone at the table next to you swearing, you can go up to the bar and say...
It's good that he's done that.
"Excuse me, barman, I heard someone swearing."
Yeah.
No, because you want to protect the ears of, like, you know, underage drinkers that are in the bar.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's a good idea to do that.
So he's probably done it for good reasons. His heart's in the right place. Do you... because you could have a swear box...
That would feel like the sensible. That feel like the sensible option. Or I'm trying to think of how else he could go about it. But just a full-on swear ban feels like just putting a sign up outside your pub saying, "Please do not come in."
Yeah. Does he have a like Ofcom? Because we can't say certain words on the radio, right? And there's an actual list of what we can and can't say in context on the radio. You know, for instance,
but it's a lot of fun reading through the list. It's because it's very clinical. Yeah. There's a big list of words,
really,
and they kind of put little explanations for it. And it's like you know, having a doctor read out these words in a very kind of you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, I would happily read them out now, but
for obvious reasons,
but I will not. But it'd be good if he had that as on the wall. Say, well, this is acceptable.
Yeah,
but this is not. We could help him out. We could send him the Ofcom list of
yeah, yeah. That'd be any pub that we go into. That's a very London liberal media bubble elite thing to have. All of our pubs have the Ofcom swear guide in them.
If you want, by the way, to hear some spectacular swearing,
oh yeah,
right, then you could do worse than download this week's podcast for this show.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Because in the bonus introduction for the podcast, right, it went a bit swear-tastic. Only because Harry here was tasked with putting it together.
Yeah.
So but had to bleep all the swearing.
Yeah.
Right? So when we found that out, it became quite the festival, if you like, of swearing. And then it progressed, Rudd, to worse. I mean, it progressed to things that human beings shouldn't say.
Oh, just the bit. There's been
bad things.
Yeah.
And we had to bleep whole paragraphs.
Just where you just give up on putting inserting beeps and you just kind of just
do the
full
thing. Yeah.
If you listen to the uncensored cut, you'd need to have a massive safe space.
You really would. You would run away. Some of the things that got said on there, I can tell you that. But it's worth downloading if you want to. iTunes, of course, or talkradio.co.uk, our latest podcast, simply for that introduction alone.
Mm. And also all the other great content within the podcast.
Nah.
Oh, there's some other stuff. So, yeah. But really, it's the unfiltered, well, it is filtered by its very nature, swearing.
Nice one, John.
Yeah, well done me. Good. Anyway, Rudd, look, we're out of time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, though,
no
for coming
worries.
In to do our diversity paper review. Remind us again.
Bisexual.
That's right. Thank you. Now, headline hijacks on the way. Made up news in the news. We ask you to supply it. We will all hear it together coming out of Victoria's mouth. Another couple that have come in here, actually. JW's in Evesham. Prince Charles revealed that Tony Blair has secretly been running the UK government from his office in Northern Ireland. When asked, Tony Blair said, "I have never run the government at all from Northern Ireland, but I do from Waco in Texas." Right, and that's when JW, who brackets is from Texas, calls himself a redneck there. Just one that's come on. There's quite a lot coming in today. David has sent one in. The Queen's earnings are up by 60 million after selling naming and branding rights to the Royal Navy for their new ship. Of course, that's how she got the...
Yeah.
That's good. That's from David.
Got one that I've got here?
No, I simply want now the name of the person who has got theirs into the news. No time, Harry.
It's Patrick in Blackpool.
Thank you, Patrick in Blackpool. Victoria will say your made-up news as fact next on Talk Radio. After that, comedian and man Dominic Holland will be with us in the studio flogging something or other. It's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All by myself. Don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander.
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only comparesamarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
This is Martin Freeman with an urgent message from the British Red Cross. In response to the recent horrific terror attacks in London and Manchester, we have set up the UK Solidarity Fund. The funds will go to help victims of terror attacks anywhere in the UK. To donate, you can visit redcross.org.uk/unity. Thank you.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank!
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, investigation into dangerous cladding. Pupils handle guns on school trip and the Queen's pay rise.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says there needs to be a major national investigation into the use of cladding over a number of decades. It could form part of a second phase of the Grenfell Tower public inquiry. Every single panel on 95 high-rise buildings in 32 areas in England tested so far have failed fire safety checks. Camden councillor and London Assembly member Sian Berry has told Talk Radio she's worried about the rehoming process.
That is urgent, yeah. And we do have to persuade the final people to leave as well. And that's really sort of playing on my mind every night, them going back to sleep in a building that we know isn't safe.
Google says it respectfully disagrees with the EU, which has fined it £2.1 billion for breaking antitrust rules. The European competition watchdog found the firm abused its dominance as a search engine to boost its shopping comparison service over others. Its links are displayed at or near the top of the results. Commissioner Margareta Vestager says it has had a big impact on consumer choice.
The evidence shows that even the most highly ranked rivals, well, they only on average appear on page 4 of Google's search results.
The Health Secretary has confirmed he kept quiet about a blunder that meant hundreds of thousands of test results and other documents were put into storage instead of being delivered to doctors. Jeremy Hunt says so far there's no evidence that any patients have been harmed by the error. West Midlands Police has been criticised for letting children as young as 7 use replica guns at a firing range. Year 3 pupils have been pictured aiming the fake plastic weapons at a police base. Kings Norton Primary says the trip was to help the children understand why there are more police officers on the streets. And the Queen will get a £6 million of extra funding next year with a total pay packet of £82 million. Her income is going up because the Crown Estate is making more money.
We were just talking about that school trip.
Oh, yeah.
In the paper review, Victoria, which you'll know because you listen to the show.
Obviously.
And we were talking about it, but I was thinking about it. When in my day, school trip, right? I mean, that sounds to me like a really exciting school trip.
I mean, I want to go on that trip.
I want to go on that trip. The best we ever did was went to a wetland centre.
Did you see some birds?
Yeah, probably.
Ducks?
Yeah. But if we had guns, imagine what you could have done with them.
Could have shot the ducks.
Exactly!
They're not... They're fake guns.
They're fake ducks.
The fake wetland centre.
Yeah,
nothing's real.
Wasn't even real.
Fake news.
Yeah. You got the weather?
Yeah, please, okay, let me do it, yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So, rain... Why are you quacking?
Quack. Quack. Carry on.
I don't have to work in these conditions. Stop aiming at me. So basically a lot of rain around this afternoon, which could be heavy and thundery for some. Muggy in the southeast and London, highs of 22 degrees.
Yes.
Why are you saying yes, John?
Because I'm agreeing with you.
Just get on with it.
Okay. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's under-21s can make it to the final of the European Championship for the first time since 2009 this evening. Standing in their way, Germany, the side they were beaten by in the last four last time around. Could be said there's a bit of history between the two countries when it comes to penalties in crunch international games. Boss Eddie Boothroyd says if the game goes all the way this time, they'll be ready. There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport this evening. Kick-off's at 5. The British and Irish Lions survived a late fight back to draw 31-all with Southern Hemisphere Super Rugby champions Hurricanes in Wellington. They'll be disappointed with that result, though. They were leading 23-7 at half-time. Warren Gatland's side enjoying a 14-point cushion with 15 minutes to go. You can hear full live commentary of the two remaining tests over on Talk Sport. Finally, Andy Murray's pulled out of a pre-Wimbledon exhibition match in London this evening because of a sore hip. The world number one had wanted to get some competitive action in before he defends his title at SW. W19. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, on the 50th anniversary of the introduction of cash machines, all major UK banks will be completely emptying the supply of cash in each of their ATMs at random intervals throughout the day. Queues have been forming at cash points as people wait for unstoppable torrents of money to pour out of the holes in the wall. People are reportedly becoming instant millionaires in places like Gloucester, Inverness and Falmouth.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news. And Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Dominic Holland joining us next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon then. Yes, it's Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time. And just before we talk to Dominic, I should mention today's text in. Now, we need your help, of course. Now, just as I was arriving in the studio earlier, Julia Hartley Brewer, who is on before me, said to me, oh, do you know what? I don't have a sign-off for my show. I'm like, what? And she said, well, at the end of other people's shows, you know, like Nick Ferrara and LBC and like even Sam Delaney and stuff, they just say, they've got a little catchphrase
right,
word
yeah.
that's signing their show off. She says, I haven't got one. Can you think of one for me? And I said, no. But then I thought, oh, wait, the listener might well be able to come up with a sign-off for Julia Hartley Brewer. So if you have that, preferably broadcastable, but no, it doesn't have to be, then why not send it to us and we can pass them on. Something Julia Hartley Brewer can use to sign off her programme. Get it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Don't post it via the NHS, though, as of course, as you'll have heard in the news, they'll lose it in a pile in a warehouse. So get in touch. A sign off for Julia Hartley Brewer, please, is all we ask. Now, I promised you hot guest action, and that is exactly what
my best.
I'm going to deliver. Dominic Holland is here.
Hello, John.
Hello, Dominic.
I'm very undiverse, although I'm worried.
Yeah.
I heard your earlier segment.
Yeah, well, that's ticked that box.
Not sure if I fit.
So, in many ways. But hang on, but you're short.
So am I allowed to...
I'm short.
That's yes, is that diverse?
That's a diversity.
Good. Well, let's bring that on.
Yeah.
Let's get shorter people back on the telly, John.
Frankly, LBGTS.
S-Q-S. I'm happy with that.
Why not?
I'm happy with that.
Good. How are you, though?
I'm very well, thank you, John.
Good.
I'm very well.
It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you. I was going to say I haven't seen you for a while.
Yes, I'm the other day.
But the other day on the stairs, we sort of said, why don't you come on the show? Because before that, I hadn't seen you.
And here I am.
Yeah.
And you know how in our showbiz world, people say, oh, you must come on.
Yeah.
And they don't mean it at all.
That's right. And I didn't mean it, but here you are.
Well, I've forced my way on then, John. Because you're now forced to interview me, which is lovely. I don't think we've ever actually been on the radio together before, have we?
Not the radio. We've done the television a long time ago.
When short people were allowed.
That's right, back in the day.
Back in the day. But no, nice to see you, John. How are you? Are you well?
Yeah, are you enjoying me now?
Enjoying your new gig?
This is a good gig. It's kind of all right, this. You know. It's funny. I used to have to get up in the morning to do a breakfast show, but now it's kind of like it's literally a day job.
Very nice.
So it's sort of fine. But
fits with the kids and
Casey does that. You see, keeps me busy and all that stuff. Yeah. Actually, I didn't want to bring up children, but now you've done it. Because you've been asked this a million times. It's what your Edinburgh show's about, for heaven's sake.
Well, yeah, the Edinburgh show is called Eclipse, but it's not just about that son of mine.
Yeah. Do you want to for those that don't know, explain about the son of yours, first of all.
It's a good idea, because when I do gigs now, I always assume that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And clearly they don't.
No.
So I'm hoping it'll be easier once the film is out.
Yes.
Because my son is Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Who is better known as Peter Parker, better known as...
Spider-Man. Your son's bloody Spider-Man.
My son is Spider-Man.
In the new film.
Which means, John, I don't need to be here.
No, where's he? I didn't pass him on the stairs, did I?
No, he is in New York today.
Is he?
He's in New York today, in Los Angeles tonight.
Right.
So,
is it? Because all that's done,
he has a very different life to me.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I mean, he's filmed that now. So what's he doing now?
He is doing the publicity because the premiere is tomorrow night in Los Angeles.
Very nice.
And I'm.
Are you going?
No, I'm not. My family are there.
Unbelievable.
I've got gigs. I'm doing a gig in Croydon. places. Yeah. So tomorrow night, all my family are in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be in Croydon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough. That
you
hurts.
Got that really wrong, didn't
that
you?
That hurts. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing Edinburgh, and I've got a lot of gigs to do, and I want to get ready, and I want to make sure I'm running when I arrive.
Yeah.
So, you know what, and I've been to lots of stuff with Tom, and there'll be other gigs in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, well, obviously, the show, as you say, is partly about that, but not everything about that. But you wrote a book about it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote a book about it called Eclipse, which is really taking, because I try to get movies made. And I went to Los Angeles, I had the big meetings, I had directors attached, I had big actors attached, and it kept falling over.
So just let me stop you there, because I always find that very interesting, because that happens hell of a lot in
films.
It does. When do you know it's fallen over? Is it when someone big drops out? What happened?
When you have an attachment, like I had a director attached, and when that director leaves the project, because they get another offer, then your project's kind of dead.
Right.
Because you've done the rounds with that director to try and get talent, and so when you go with another director, it's kind of devalued, so you have to start again.
Yeah.
So that happens a lot, and I did that. So me going to Los Angeles for years and writing four or five films that I sold all to America, what happened was my little boy inadvertently became this movie star. So I thought, you know, what's a funny story? It's a funny story that the old man trying his hardest to make it in Hollywood, giving nothing to his son, and his son makes it just like that. So that was the story.
Did he come with you? Like,
No, he was a little boy.
Right, yeah, but he went out with you.
Oh, no, he was a little lad, and just at school, and he got spotted, and he ended up doing a show in the West End, and then these movies came in, and it just kept coming for him.
You must be so proud, though.
I am proud, yeah, but
also
I'm bemused.
Livid.
Well, you know, I'm inordinately proud, but I'm also bemused because Tom's just a regular kid. He didn't go to drama school. He'd never been in a school play.
Yeah. A lot of would-be actors are now angry at listening to this.
Well, you'd imagine, because people say to me, how did you make your son a film star? And I say, you know what, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Apart from, he's just a very confident little boy because but again, that was just because I was around in the day. I was doing gigs at night. Yeah. So my little boy had me around, and he became a very confident kid and just smashed his opportunity. But that sort of made me think, you know, you spend all this energy trying to, you know, kindle your own career. So the story kind of evolved, and I just thought I'll write that into a book, which I did. And I Eclipse was a lovely book, but the show in Edinburgh is not going to just be an hour about being the father of a famous son.
Yeah,
I'm going to use it as a spine on which to hang my funny gear.
Good. Now, because you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. But, well, so have I. But, you know, look at us now.
Yes, I have. I'm 50 now.
Yeah.
I'm 50, John. So I started doing stand-up when I was 22.
Yeah.
Because so
because comedy's changed so much since those, you know. Early
93 was my big breakthrough year.
Wasn't Eddie Izzard your man?
Eddie Izzard. Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, loser.
Yeah. So Eddie was my manager, and we worked together, we toured together, he came to my first shows in Edinburgh, I won awards, and I just thought that was going to continue.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, this is good, you go to Edinburgh and everyone tells you you're a hero.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realise is they only do that once. And so it was a big reckoning for me you said the diversity thing kicks in, and that went against me, so it's been, I'm going back to Edinburgh this year without any trepidation. I'm going back really quite excited about it.
Yeah, and in terms of what is interesting about Edinburgh as well is that's changed. Of course it has since
the Free Fringe, right? The gigs are free now.
The whole model has changed.
It has,
and certainly comedy's a career now, whereas I think, back, people like can go and study it to come out the other side and be a comedian.
And they do,
so
and
it's
they
a
are.
Saturated market.
But I have to say, a lot of the ones I've worked with who have studied comedy ain't funny.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you can't learn it.
No, I don't think you can.
Can you?
You can learn to deal with the nerves.
Yeah.
You can learn stagecraft, and you can learn how to deal with hecklers, but I don't think you can learn the innate ability to think funny when you need to. I don't think that can be learned.
No, I think you're right. It's about really. It's the same as, you know, I can't play any instrument whatsoever or music, and I watch people that can, and they go, well, you could learn. You go, you can't. You can up to
point. You could learn rudimentary music.
But the innate ability to be able to do it,
no.
You know, that's never going to happen.
But you can watch identikit comics now. You can watch comics who've obviously, he's the guy's influencing me, and I'm going to take a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, each to their own. It's a tough gig. Stand-up comedy's not for the faint-hearted, but the model, although it's changed in terms of the actual how the gigs are sold, the art form remains the same.
Mm.
Just a person on stage with nothing more than a mic.
Yeah.
And I don't do it as a character. I do it as I just do it as me. So it's really my stand-up show is my life reflecting their lives. So I hopefully make them laugh at themselves.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
Yeah. Which it does. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there are gimmicks and all this. But as you rightly point out, it's a raw experience, isn't it? That's what you get.
It is
one man and one microphone, or woman and one microphone.
And even the same show, different days, is completely different.
Yeah.
Because the audience plays they don't know how important they are. I did a gig the other night for my kids at school. It was their kids' school, kids' school, and it was the theatre there. And I had two comics booked, and I was hosting it. And the audience was so fantastic. They were brilliant. They were as good as the acts. And it made an electric night.
Yeah.
But, you know, the same comics in a pub a mile down the road could have been thin.
Yeah.
Because the audience wouldn't have been as invested in the show because it was their school. They're raising money. So the audience plays such an important role. And in Edinburgh particularly so.
I was going to ask you about, because I know you've done a lot of writing as well, which is about books and stuff, but writing for the comedians, because you wrote for Bob Monkhouse.
I did,
which is a kind of different style, you know, because he was a gag man.
Yeah, and I'm not.
No, I know.
But Bob chose me.
Yeah.
Bob saw me doing stuff on telly and said, I want Dominic Holland to write for me.
Which is odd because you
I tell stories.
You ramble in a
good
way.
I tell stories. Yeah. I tell long stories about my life.
He's the opposite of that. Yeah.
But no, Bob liked my stuff, and we had this extraordinary experience of sitting in a room for hours. Did you ever meet Bob?
No, never did.
Okay, so he was the most intense man and was obsessed with comedy, and so did nothing other than jokes all day long.
Yeah.
And it became very dull because you just want to just have a chat over a sandwich about life. But Bob couldn't do that. Bob could just do jokes, and he exhausted me. And then in the evening, he would go off to do a gig. And I'd just go, I need to go to bed. He was an extraordinary man, lovely man. And what I'd say about Bob was he was one of the very few, very famous comedians who put the ladder down and was saying to young comics like me, hey, come up here.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the comics, I'm sad to say, pull the ladder up.
Yeah, of course. And everyone fears for their gig.
Yeah, fears for their own little spot.
Yeah.
But it's never attractive when that happens.
No.
And I always think about Bob when I'm meeting young comics. I always encourage them. And I always think it's a nice thing. Because I remember some of the sort of terse comments from the famous comedians who I used to look up to. And it was never attractive.
No, it's not. I agree. And it's the very reason I lower the ladder now to people like Harry, who's sitting here playing the role of disappointing
sidekick.
He's a very
quiet sidekick, I have to
say. I'm just enjoying this. I don't want to interject.
What's funny is, right, he genuinely started out as a listener, right? But he came to do work experience.
Believe it or not, I listened to this programme.
Did you?
Weird, isn't it? Mm.
That's very nice.
Like, always keep your stalkers close, right? Mm. But then he started doing some work on the programme, right? But he turned out he was always quite funny, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so we got him. But what he does, he sits there now, today, because he's basically sitting in for the normal guy who's in Glastonbury. But he's sitting there just forgetting he's on the show, just listening to it.
Yeah, that's very easy to do for me.
But just a warning, John, you and I both know Harry, in 3 years' time, will be our boss.
I know! That's why I'm being nice to him.
Yes.
That's exactly the reason.
So that's what it is.
It's
good-looking lad as well.
Thank you. It's a tactical game is all I'm playing, Dominic. Listen, we're out of time.
It's nice to see you, John.
And very good to see you. So give us your dates and so forth.
Yes, I'm doing the Voodoo Rooms.
Yeah.
Every day, apart from the 8th and 9th,
4:40
in the afternoon. It's a free fringe, so I believe you've got to get there in time to get in.
Yeah, and then wait for you to shake a bucket at the end. Is that how it works?
I believe so. Never done it before, but I'm going to have to get over that little hurdle and get on with it.
And in terms of what Tom's doing next, after Spider-Man, have you got a scoop on what he might be doing?
It's all online. He's done Infinity Wars, which comes out next year,
right.
And he films the next Spider-Man film next year, and then he's going to do a movie called Chaos Walking, which he films in Montreal this August. So I'll be doing free gig in Edinburgh, and he's making a new franchise movie in Montreal. My life is tough, John.
Yeah, but you can attach him to any future films.
Listen, it's all good news, mate. I'm thrilled.
I'm really pleased for you. I think it's excellent stuff.
Good lad.
All right, Dominic, nice to see you.
Cheers, mate.
Dominic Holland there on the radio with us. Now, coming next, a tiny child, a 7-year-old to be specific, mine, discussing the deal between the DUP and the Tories before playing a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. Toddler Pops is on the way. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event. And there's a whopping £85 million to be won.
Out of this world.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
You have one new message. No message left.
Sound familiar? It's not the sound of silence. It's the sound of your customers not being able to get in touch. So take back control with eReceptionist. eReceptionist answers and directs all your calls, ensuring your customers always get an answer and you always get the business. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, there's currently delays of over 2 hours because of an accident on the westbound M62. Two lanes are shut just before junction 22 at Rishworth Moor, and the queues all the way back to junction 25 at Brickhouse, and getting worse all the time. There's broken down the way through the roadworks on the M6 in Cheshire, blocking a lane between junction 17 for Sandbach and 16 for Stoke-on-Trent. And long delays heading out of Peterborough towards the A1M at junction 17. The southbound entry slip road is closed, and there's queues on London Road towards the McDonald's roundabout. I'm Jamie Sircombe.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, they'll have an amazing £5 plan now with double everything. 1 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts for a fiver. That mobile's got more welly than a wet weekend at Glastonbury. Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and texts, UK use only, roaming excluded. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 4th of July. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, a lot of your reactions have been coming into the studio. Just a generic reaction. If you've got a reaction about anything at all, right, then we are more than happy to take it from you. It's like a reaction amnesty. It could be anything, but just hand it in. Well, you can send it, you can text it to us if you like. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with any word you
know. No,
with the word talk.
Harry.
With the word talk. Start your message with the word talk.
Or tweet it at Talk Radio.
There you can start your message with any word you like.
Do you want to tell us how much the.
25p plus your standard network rate. Tweets are free.
Or, of course, you could post your reaction to us, but don't do that via the NHS, as we've been learning from the news, because they'll just lose it and store it in a warehouse, and then Jeremy Hunt won't tell anybody about it. Also, by the way, don't forget the Talk Radio reaction bins in your supermarket car parks. They're rolling them out across the country. Not the whole country yet, but they're getting there. Where the clothing bin from the Salvation Army is, or the recycling bottle bin. Next to that, big black and red logo, Talk Radio logoed bin. It's got Julie Hartley Brewer's face on it, but a big slot where her mouth is. Shove your reactions into her mouth. They are collected up and your reactions are then delivered to us here at Talk Radio. Here's some that we've got already.
Yeah, we've got one right here. Hi, John. When is Con coming back? He's the best sidekick and I miss him on the radio. He is really funny and I can't think of a better sidekick. Yes. That one you've got on today is rubbish. And that's from my dad.
Really?
Yep.
Good. I thought it was from Con. Thank you, though. But do you know what we've got to do now? I'll tell you what we've got to do now. We've got to meet a tiny child because it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So, it's where a child discusses current news events, but then, crucially, plays a tune on a toy xylophone. You are invited to identify it. If you can, then you do know the way to get in touch by now. I'm not going to repeat that. But send us your guesses. If you are right, you could be in with a chance of being the one that is picked to get the I chose the correct answer played on a toy xylophone by a seven-year-old child on Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 on the John Holmes Show certificate. It's a PDF that says that on it with a dotted line for you to print it off and write your name on it yourself. It's a budget issue. So, xylophone tune on the way, but first of all, well, obviously I spoke to Maisie and asked her how she was feeling.
£1 billion, John.
What? No, Talk Radio don't pay fees. You're doing this for free.
No, you big idiot. £1 million for Ireland. Theresa May has basically bribed them to let her stay in number 10.
Well, yes, I mean, money talks, so...
They held talks, and she's giving them £1 billion. Where she pulled that from? Out of her Tory bum? I mean, where was that billion when the NHS needed it? Of course, for the rehousing of the residents of Grenfell. £1 billion to the DUP so they can spend it on no abortions and banning gays. It's insane!
Well, I can tell you're quite angry.
I bloody am! Have you any idea how many packets of Percy Pig sweets that can buy from M&S?
Well, no, I don't really.
It's 66,666,666 pounds, 70p. It's a scandal.
Shall we,
play a tune, yes.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
So what... So what is that? What was she playing on her toy xylophone? All you have to do is identify the tune. Let's hear it again. You just got to figure out what that is. If you know, I think that's quite an easy one. If you know what that is, then get it to us. Simply text us your answer, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the answer to what you think it is. Hashtag, you don't need a hashtag on that. It's a text. Or use @TorRadio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then the answer to Toddler Pops, hashtag Toddler Pops. As I say, you could be in the running to get yourself... I guessed the tune on the Talk Radio programme that's on in the afternoons, that's brackets, a Tuesday one in this case, close brackets, 1 to 4, John Holmes programme, the brackets where the producer smells of the egg, close brackets. And after the news at 2:30, we will bring you the answer and, of course, the roll call of everybody who got it right, so you've got time over the news to guess. Let's hear the tune again. Let's hear it once more. Here it comes. That's what you're trying to guess. And those lines are open now. In the next half an hour of the programme, here's what you've got. Zoe is in. She's our work experience, one of them. And she's going to be reviewing new music for you. New music from Zoe. It's work experience punditry, where the work experience gets to come in front of the microphone to have real-world broadcasting experience. We tell them, as we were talking about with Dominic Holland, that it's we're extending a ladder down, really, to pull them up into the industry. Couldn't be more of a lie. It's simply there because the work experience people will work for nothing. It's all free. They're free. That's what it is. The big debate at 3 o'clock. And a game of snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. And if you don't know what that is, you know the game buckaroo where there's a plastic donkey and you hang things on it, don't you, the donkey, till it kicks off and then you lose. It's like that, but for millennials. Millennial snowflake, we hang words on it, trigger phrases, till the millennial has an anxiety attack and runs off to a safe space. It's snowflake buckaroo, it's on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's exactly 2:30. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has told her cabinet there needs to be a major national investigation into the use of claddings on high-rise buildings. It comes as more tower blocks have failed safety checks. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
95 high-rise buildings across 32 areas in England have now been found to have combustible panels. That's every single sample tested since the deadly Grenfell Tower fire almost a fortnight ago. It's prompted the Prime Minister to demand a major review of their use over decades, which could form the second phase of a public inquiry into the blaze.
Google has been fined more than £2 billion for abusing its dominance as a search engine. The European Competition Watchdog says it broke EU rules by giving an illegal advantage to its shopping service. Nicola Sturgeon is making a statement about what she calls the way forward for Scotland after the general election. Scotland's First Minister is expected to make an announcement on a potential second independence referendum. The Health Secretary has told MPs there's no evidence yet that any patients were harmed by a blunder. That meant 700,000 medical documents were put into storage instead of being delivered to doctors. Jeremy Hunt has also admitted keeping quiet about it when details first came to light. And inflation has added an extra £133 to the average household's annual shopping bill. That's the equivalent of 7 extra shops. New figures show butter and fish products are among the items to see the biggest price hikes. However, there's still a lot of rain around this afternoon, which could be heavy and thundery for some. Muggy in London and the South East with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And of course, if Nicola Sturgeon makes that announcement that we're expecting, because the future of Scotland is what she's talking about.
Yes,
now,
that's right.
Then, of course, we will let you know as soon as she's announced what we think she might announce. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's fine, isn't it? Good. So, thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Victoria's back with... I mean, it's all very well, Nicola Sturgeon saying what she's saying, but don't forget, in 1 hour from now, everything that's happening in the world of minerals.
Mineral news.
That's right. It's the bonus news today. We do animal, we do vegetable, we do mineral. Today's one is...
Mineral news. It's mineral. Mineral news. Yeah. Mineral news.
That's right.
Mineral news.
So that's on the way, isn't it, Victoria?
Yes, John.
In an hour's time. You're listening to Talk Radio. We will give you the answer to Toddler Pops and go through the new music next on Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So very shortly, we will be talking to Zoe about the week's new music. The Scottish Government, we are just learning, this is what Nicola Sturgeon is saying right now, will not seek a referendum immediately. She's reset the timetable until the end of the Brexit process, which is, of course, what Theresa May insisted she do back in the day when Theresa May, you know, was still a thing. So that's Scotland's future. She's the headlines from it. Of course, all the details with Victoria in the news as well. But that's what she's saying live from Holyrood at the moment, just to bring you up to speed on that. Now, Toddler Pops, of course, before the news, before the break there, what you were trying to do was identify the tune as played on a toy xylophone.
This is Toddler Pops!
Seven-year-old Maisie was discussing the agreement between Theresa May and the DUP before playing a tune. This is what you missed if you weren't listening just a minute ago.
Well, I can tell that you're quite angry.
I bloody am! Have you any idea how many packets of Percy Pig sweets that can buy from M&S?
Well, no, I don't really.
It's 66,666,666 pounds, 70p. It's a scandal.
Shall we,
play a tune, yes.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
That is what you were trying to identify. And before we give you the answer, here's some people that got it right.
Dave on Twitter, Don in Preston, Frank in Birmingham, Steve in South Shields, Benjamin in Devon and Clint in Oxford.
Another Dave I have here that's just come in. And also Beth, congratulations, well done. Here's what you correctly guessed. Of course, that is what you were guessing. Well done to everybody who got it right, but only one person can be the proud holder of this week's I Guessed the Right Tune on Toddler Pops brackets in the afternoon, close brackets, open brackets, one bracket till four, close bracket. Certificate, which is just a PDF we email to you so you can print it off and write your own name on it, and picked entirely at random as Harry closes his eyes and stabs his pen into the page.
Oh, did it.
Who's got it?
Hank in Ilford.
Hank in Ilford. Congratulations. Right then. Let's talk to Zoe very quickly, head of traffic and travel, because Zoe is here with today's work experience punditry. Now, Zoe, you were in last week doing a sort of Glastonbury preview for us, weren't you? Sort of
yes, I was.
Glastonbury-esque. But you didn't. Did you go?
I did go.
You did go. I remember that's what you were going. But
yes.
You look like you didn't go, because people I've seen who went to Glastonbury look a right mess, Zoe, but you don't look like that.
I feel like one
still. Did you have a terrible time or something?
Oh, no. It was, well, Wednesday was difficult because of the heat, so I'm very, very sunburnt and in a very gross, peely state at the moment.
That's nice.
But the rest of the time was amazing. It was good. It was a bit rainy, but is Glastonbury without rain?
Yeah.
No.
But you, well, I'll tell you what, kudos to you, because you've turned up, right, the day after Glastonbury. Cornelius, who's normally here in the role of disappointing sidekick, was at Glastonbury, but he hasn't come in today.
Where is he? Is he still recovering?
He's still off.
Oh.
So you are better than him. That's what I was going to say. Well, look, we're going to talk music, I know, but and reviews and stuff, which we will do after Traffic and Travel. Mm-hmm. But in terms of Glastonbury then, a vintage year? I mean, you know, the weather held off, didn't it, as you were just saying?
It did. It was pretty dry.
But Ed Sheeran's rubbish. So how do you equate that?
Well, this is a thing. Friday night is always a highlight for me. Radiohead were really good. Dizzy Rascal.
Ray, no, stop you there.
You're the first person to say that.
I know, but I'm going to stick. I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to say yes, they were good.
Didn't you go and see both? Weren't you talking about sort of having no loyalty to either of those
artists? Well, what happened was, I was with a big group of friends, and they all went to see Clean Bandit. So I was like, right, I can't go on my own. I'm going to have to. I'll lose them forever.
Yeah.
So we went to see Clean Bandit, and I managed to get about 15 minutes in of Radiohead, and then we ran straight to Dizzy Rascal, and Dizzy Rascal was just insane. He was really, really good.
He was bonkers.
Right.
He was. He's absolutely bonkers.
Was he?
Yeah.
Good.
Is that a joke?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a song by him.
It's a song, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Bonkers. Right.
Whereas Radiohead, for me, like, were creeps.
Oh!
It's
a song, by
Is that another joke?
By them. That's the only one I know. No, it isn't the only one I know. I know other ones, and they're all rubbish. And they're noodly doodly.
I loved it.
Wailing nonsense. And you only saw them for how long? 15 minutes?
Yeah, about
that was half
minutes.
An introduction to one of their songs.
It was a shame. I did get home yesterday and watch the rest of it, though, and I was like, good decision.
Were they, what was the highlight for you?
Oh, highlight.
I mean, it's hard to say, I know, because
Royal Blood were a highlight.
Oh, good choice. See, I agree with you about Royal Blood.
Dizzy
Foo
Rascal.
Fighters as well.
Foo Fighters were insane, and Stormzy was a highlight as well, actually, for me.
Yeah.
He was really, really good.
Yeah. Well, he was the one performing in a teacup, we decided last week.
Yes. Well, if the other stage could be a teacup, then yes.
Well, it makes sense. A giant rotator. You know, like teacups that children have at the fair? They sit on the little merry-go-round with the rotating teacups.
Yeah.
Stormzy should have performed from a giant one of those.
He should have.
Going round and round. Ask me why, Harry.
Why, John?
Just Stormzy in a teacup.
Oh, I could never have figured that out. No.
But yeah, I do agree with you that Ed Sheeran could. I'm not a fan anyway. I can't. I'm like the only person I know that doesn't. Yeah, no, can't do
just,
it. No.
Just.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we going to be talking about during this?
Well, the Killers, still on a Glastonbury note, they did a secret gig.
Yep.
Managed to get in there. They were insane. They were really, really good. So we're going to talk about their new song. George Ezra also has a new song well. And then a little bit about Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, good choices this week. All right, good. Zoe, stay with us. We're going to say traffic and travel. We're back with Work Experience Zoe for Work Experience Punditry next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
My thing, my abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In westbound on the M62, there are severe delays due to an earlier accident. That's between Junction 22 at Rishworth Moor, and it's causing congestion back to Junction 25 at Brighouse. All lanes have been reopened, but it is going to add an extra hour and a half to your journey time there. On the M6 southbound in Cheshire, between Junction 17 and Junction 16 in the roadworks, slow there due to broken down lorry, an extra 15 minutes to your journey. And in Somerset on the M5, one lane's closed. That's between Junction 22 at Burnham-on-Sea and Junction 3 at Bridgewater. I'm Al Booth.
Pump up your mobile, people. Plus, they'll have an amazing £5 plan now with double everything. 1 gig of data, 500 minutes, 1,000 texts for a fiver. That mobile's got more welly than a wet weekend at Glastonbury.
Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and texts, UK use only, roaming excluded, prices may change. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 4th of July. Terms apply, see plus.net/mobile.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk, essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. And the breaking news is that Nicola Sturgeon has said that she will not seek to introduce the legislation for Indie Ref 2 immediately. She's going to have to wait to give people the choice over for when Brexit is done, when the Brexit deal is clear, she is saying. And she said, instead, the Scottish Government will also focus on Brexit talks. More on that, of course, with Victoria in the main news at 3 o'clock. But that is just part of the news, for goodness sake. There's plenty of it around. And it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Well, I just can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Harry. And many people, usually ones who sit in that chair, can't. And that's because they're not exposed to the news in the way I'm about to expose you to the news now.
Don't expose me, John.
Which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Oh. Yeah. So it's a rigid formula, and that, we think, helps to clarify things. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, of course. We call it the news in haikus. It is ordinarily done by Cornelius, who, as we've established, is still at Glastonbury, so he's not here. So instead, what we've had to do is go for the person in the office today whose name we could closely get to the word haikus out of. Last week it was Chloe.
Yes, and you avoided me in the office. My name is Harry, Harry Koo. Like, you could have had me.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't think of that. But last week, Chloe, because of news in high Chloe, Japanese Chloetry. It is to Asprodcast. She's our assistant producer, and she's notable in the office for being a witch that smells of an egg. But what she does have is an accent that is northern, because she's from Hull. So she's going to read for us the news in haikus.
NHS loses Purst. In other news, Royal Mail are bad doctors.
I mean, to be fair, that's absolutely right, isn't it? They may have been criticised for losing the post, but that's not their job.
No.
You know, if you went to a postman and asked him to amputate your leg...
I wouldn't trust him.
Neither would I. And so the complaints would be flying in that way. So, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, as they say. Now, Zoe's here. She's recovered almost from Glastonbury. She's reviewing new music for us in Work Experience Punditry. On that note, Zoe, I said, you know, you looked like a recovered person, but I mean, how much sleep did you get out of Glastonbury?
Oh, I have not, probably in total about 15 to 20 hours over the weekend, I reckon.
Okay, well, yeah.
Balances out. I walked 15 miles on Saturday, so I know, I can't believe it either.
15 miles?
Half a marathon.
Way to brag.
I know, sorry guys.
Yeah, humble bragging. Really? What, just because of the distances between...
Just because of the distances.
Because people don't realise how big that site is unless
it's huge.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I think people think, you know, you go from one station to another, it's really easy, but no, you've got a plan. You've got to think of where you need to be at the right time and how long it's going to get to where.
Okay. Well, we're bored of hearing about Glastonbury now, so tell us instead about the first song you're going to talk about.
So The Killers have released their new single, The Man, for their new and upcoming album. They performed it the first time as a surprise set at Glastonbury at the John Peel stage. The crowd loved it. It was funny because we were kind of like, oh, I haven't heard this song before. Sorry, I had to. It's not going to get along. I'm not back to normal civilization yet.
All right.
It's a little bit more poppy than that older music. So, like, the classic songs like Smile Like You Mean It and Mr. Brightside. It's a little bit funkier, a bit more upbeat. It's a catchy one. I think it's going to be an earworm.
And what's it called?
The Man.
I think we've got a clip of it. I'm the man. Well, I see what you mean a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of I like The Killers, you know. But that actually, funkier.
It's funky. You know? I like it. I think actually, out of the songs we've got, it might be one of my favourites.
Sorry, today, out of all of the songs,
today's song.
What's your top
song?
Killers song?
Oh, I love. Oh, what is it? Soul? I've got Soul, but I'm not a soldier. What is that actually
that
called?
One. Yeah.
I love that one.
That should just be the name of it, really, because that's what everyone knows.
Yeah. And obviously Mr. Brightside is...
I like the one about being human.
I don't like that one.
I love that song.
Oh, no.
That is a great song.
Are we humans? Are we dancers?
Are we humans or are we dancers?
Turns out we're both.
I know.
Yeah.
Stupid killers. But I like that. Yeah, but live, I mean, everyone I spoke to got into the secret gig that no one was able to supposed to get in, but everyone got in.
Well, this is the thing. I know everyone else that I knew that was there didn't.
Oh.
It got shut off at a certain point, so... Right.
How did you manage to get your way in?
We ran. We found out. We packed our tents down the quickest ever and then just ran to John Peel.
I see.
Yeah.
John Peel. slightly different sound then. I mean, is that coming? That's a new album on the way. They announced new music a couple of weeks ago, of course. Mm-hmm. So are we expecting a different sound from the whole album? Is this a sort of the Killers reinventing themselves slightly?
I think they feel like they have to, because when they were on at John Peel, they said, you know, I've heard that you play this stage when you're coming up and again when you're coming down. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe they're going to introduce a little bit of a different sound, but I'd like to think it's going to be a long... similar sound.
He's got a very distinctive voice, Brandon Flowers.
Yeah,
hasn't
he does.
And I've interviewed him before, and he's a really, you know, he's one of those people you sort of, it's quite intimidating, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think my impression of him was, but then he wasn't, you know. But I was a bit sort of, it's Brandon Flowers because he's a bit,
a
bit intense. But no, he was fine.
No one with the surname Flowers can be intimidating, I don't think.
Yeah, no, they can't. That's how they hide it.
Oh, it's really nice sort of fancy name.
Yeah, it's how they disguise floral. It. Yeah, floral, but inside. Mm-hmm. Next
we have George Ezra with Don't Matter Now. So
does he still matter now?
I think he does, but I'm not sure this song's gonna make him matter.
Oh, because he got very big last year before, actually, 2 years ago.
With, you know, he's got a very distinctive voice, like such as Brandon Flowers, he's got his sound. But this song's everywhere at the moment. I can't get away from it. I think it's a bit different to the normal George Ezra that we know, and there's very catchy chorus with the do-do-do's.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't do it for me.
All right, well, let's have a listen to it. George Ezra, new from him. It don't matter now. Build a castle out to say. It don't matter now. Well, it won't last and it won't stand. Suitcase in your hand. Well, I don't think about that stuff. Well, yeah, there's a lot of sort of George Ezra-esque acts, because you always get them coming to get sort of Rag and Bone Man. You know, that same sort of sound that you have from...
I think Rag and Bone Man has a much stronger voice. Like, really? He's very talented vocally, I think.
Yeah.
Very good. But yeah, George Ezra, I feel like... I don't know, I think he's trying to get a crowd pleaser and it's not quite working.
I didn't mind that. I mean, you say it's everywhere, but I hadn't really heard that.
I like the trumpets and the brassy bits.
Good.
But not the singing.
Not the singing.
No. Would you prefer if Brandon Flowers was singing that?
I think it's the do-do-do's. I'm just not a fan of
You're
that.
Not a fan of the do-do's?
No, not the repetitive do-do-do's.
It's a smacks of laziness, lazy songwriting, doesn't it?
It kind of seems like that. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It kind of does seem like he's just been like, yeah, let's just chuck these in.
It's like Paul McCartney. You go, you know, come on. Really?
With all the la's. La, 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 la.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Put words in there, George. Yeah. You know, and then the other one, when the frogs just went, bow, bow, bang, bow, bow. It's lazy songwriting, isn't it? I mean, you know.
What are you thinking of, Paul McCartney?
Rubbish. I call them the dung beetles.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's disrespectful.
That's how rubbish they are. Yeah. Overrated, in my opinion. Good. So
that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. You're wearing a Rolling Stones t-shirt.
I am.
Yeah.
Today.
So if I were to say Beatles or Stones, it's going to be obvious.
Stones.
Yeah, I agree every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm at Glastonbury as well.
Oh dear. Here we go again.
Sorry.
The what was?
I saw Rolling Stones at Glastonbury when they were a few years ago.
I was going to say they weren't there.
They were a few years ago. They were.
It was
really
a very
good.
Secret gig.
Yeah.
No one heard about it. Yeah.
All right, so finally then.
Finally, we have DJ Khaled, Wild Thoughts, featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller.
Oh, well, how about Fallout Boy?
Oh, yeah, sorry, and Fallout Boy, if we can squeeze both of them in.
Yeah, I want Fallout, yeah, don't tease me with Fallout Boy and then not deliver on it.
Well, what would you like to hear first?
Well, not that second one you're on about. Rubbish.
Not Rihanna.
No.
I think we absolutely want Fall Out Boy.
Okay, well, Fall Out Boy have come out with... They've got a new album out called Mania.
Yeah.
Coming out in September on the 15th. So this song is a second song being released. The first one they released, called Young and Menace, didn't go down well. People didn't like it at all. I've read lots of reviews and people hated it.
Why? What's wrong with it?
They just said, you know, this is not good. This is not what we wanted.
Was it not the traditional Fall Out Boy sound? Is that what
I reckon was? So I think they tried to go a bit, apparently it's quite explicit, right, and that didn't please people.
Were they going down a similar route that the Killers are going down right now?
Possibly.
Oh. Should we have a listen?
Have a listen.
What's this one called?
Champion.
Champion. I mean, it's no sugar we're going down, but it's all right. It's all right. I mean, I jump up and down to that in a tent.
Yes. Well, this is the thing. Everyone's a lot more pleased with this one.
Yeah.
It's about an underdog, you know, uprising, familiar theme for the band, apparently. I think the guitar has a really good, cool riff, like, going through it. But I think it's a safe song. People are saying it's a safe song after Young and Menace coming out.
I suppose they had to... You don't want to alienate your audience,
no,
do you?
No, you don't.
The Killers there still sounded a bit like the Killers, but sounded like they were moving it on slightly.
They're getting older. Maybe they're transitioning to a new sound.
But over the years, I quite like Fall Out Boy, so,
When I listened to that earlier, that song, I thought it sounded a bit like a Eurovision entry from some sort of Eastern European country. I mean, that's what I thought.
I mean, shut up, Harry.
That's my analysis of the music.
Bit of an insult, yeah, Fall Out Boy there.
No one asked for it. So we're going to end on this Rihanna-y thing.
Yes, DJ Khaled, Wild Thoughts.
Sorry, I didn't know what you just said.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Yes.
Right.
Wild Thoughts.
What is that?
It is...
A DJ.
She's a DJ. Okay. Yep, DJ Khaled.
Right.
And he's got a song with Rihanna called Wild Thoughts.
It's really weird how all these... musicians. I've always thought this. These mixing musicians all have the same first two initials.
It's a
coincidence, isn't it?
Maybe that's what makes them talented.
I don't know. It's weird. Go on, carry on.
But I feel like you cannot deny that Rihanna doesn't make a good song. Like, she always
comes
out
with hits. I can, I'll do it now.
Oh, right. Well, since Work came out last year, I've been obsessed with it. So this one, I'm ready for it to take over my summer.
Yep.
People would just say, you know, it's backed by serious star power with a rhythm that will keep dance floors filled all throughout summer. So,
well, let's see if you're as good as your word.
Listen.
Here's whatever that is.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you want to see me naked, naked, naked. I want to be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down a notch. Cause I can into things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, that's dreadful. I mean...
Oh, I love it. I really do. I'm such a sucker for a bit of Rihanna.
Not sure I like that turn of phrase, but that's Just no.
Oh, no, I do think... Well, I like the how she, you know, half says a word, but it doesn't really sound like a word. That's what I like.
Gibberish, what? Then.
You're,
yeah,
like,
you're
Work,
just like nonsense.
The song Work. Half of it is complete gibberish, which just makes it brilliant.
That's rubbish.
Yeah.
I love myself. It. It's just like, you've just said absolute nonsense. And
just
it
half
works.
A word.
Aw, I do like it. I do. I can't.
Does that mean Rihanna's only half her name?
I wonder, what is her last name?
It might be Rihanna-thon or something. She just stops.
Should we do the rest of the show just by saying half words?
Yeah. You're listening. Dio. The noons. I'm. Ms. The. Eight. At three. It's not really working. No. And that's why it doesn't work for Rihanna.
Well, so when you put a beat spot back in.
Thank you. Her real name is Robin Fenty.
No, it's not. Robin Fenty.
That's a real name.
No.
That's not a name.
That's what. That's a real name, Robin Fenty.
Robin Fenty.
Yeah. She got it when she chased that dog over.
Oh, Fenton.
Fenty!
Chased that deer.
Fenty! Fenty! Jesus Christ, Fenty!
Fenty! Fenty! Fenty! That's a real name.
Oh, wow. Well, despite you guys not liking it, I think it's going to be a big one for all the little poppy lovers.
Right, thank you very much, Zoe, for going in. Today's Work Experience Punditry was a music review. It was brought to you in association with Work Experience, because we don't have to pay them. Big debate on the way, then, and don't forget a game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio. News is on the way.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777. And the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777 now.
The claims guys.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no second Indy ref for now. More towers fail fire safety tests. And from Singsbury's to Morrisings.
Talk Radio.
Nicola Sturgeon says the Scottish Government has put plans for a second independence referendum on hold.
I want to reassure people that our proposal is not for a referendum now or before there is sufficient clarity about the options, but rather to give them a choice at the end of the Brexit process when that clarity has emerged.
Scotland's First Minister said in March she wanted to have a second vote as early as autumn next year, but she's since reconsidered after the SNP lost 21 seats in the general election. She's acknowledged some people just want a break from making big political decisions. The Prime Minister says there needs to be a major investigation into the long-term widespread use of potential flammable cladding on tower blocks. It's been indicated it could form the second part of an inquiry into the Grenfell disaster. All 95 samples taken so far from high-rise buildings in England have failed fire safety tests. Here's Theresa May.
We've seen so far 100% of these materials being combustible. Something has clearly gone wrong over a number of years, and we need to find out what, why, and how to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Google has been fined a record £2.1 billion for breaching antitrust rules with its online comparison shopping service. The European Commission says the company abused its dominance as a search engine by promoting itself over its competitors. It's been ruled a man who killed his ex-partner, the former EastEnders star Cyan Blake, and their two young children will never leave prison. 50-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent has failed in challenging his whole life sentence for their murders in December 2015. And a convenience store which was threatened with legal action has changed its name from Singsbury's to Morrisings. Sainsbury's demanded the shop in North Tyneside stop breaching its trademarks, but Morrisons says it's happy to endure a little friendly rivalry.
That's a heartwarming story to end on. I think it's nice when you do your research a little bit there and end on a sort of... And finally, it's like the old days of news, isn't it?
before everything was depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the old... and finally, there's been a little... The news usually does a little chuckle, mm-hmm. I think. And finally, there's been a skateboarding duck in Brighton.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
It's proper journalism.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Now, you see, in half an hour, Victoria will be back. And she will have today's bonus news. Speaking of news that's fun. Because it's mineral news.
Mineral news.
That's yes. not fun.
Well, it's your least favourite. What happens is, Victoria's bulletins are now about 2 minutes long. And they used to be three. We don't know why.
No.
There was just an email from the head of news that said that was going to happen. Obviously, that eats up the programme. So she has to make the time because she gets paid the same. So we bring you bonus news. And animal, vegetable, mineral is what covers everything. Off to consecutive days today, mineral news.
Any mineral news.
Have you got any mineral to tease us with?
No, because I was listening to Nicola Sturgeon to get ready for this bulletin. So I've not had chance.
It's a shame.
Because she's been chatting away and I've had to take clips for the bulletin.
Shame it's not fish news. You could have... But it's not. All right, well, mineral news is on the way. So the next half an hour is where Victoria will... If it's going on in the world of minerals, then stay tuned, because Victoria will have all of the details for you in 25 minutes' time.
I'm going to go now.
Have you done the weather?
I haven't. It's your fault. Why do you keep talking?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Victoria's got the weather.
So basically, rain, and it's heavy and thundery in some places, muggy in London and the southeast, highs of 22.
Thanks, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade goes. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The British and Irish Lions survived a late fight back to draw 31-all with Southern Hemisphere Super Rugby champions Hurricanes in Wellington. They were disappointed with the result, having led 23-7 at half-time and enjoying a 14-point cushion with 15 minutes to go. You can hear full live commentary of the two remaining tests. The next one's on Saturday over on TalkSport. England's under-21s can make it into the final of the European Championship for the first time since 2009 this evening, standing in their way, Germany, the side they were beaten by in the last four last time around. It could be said there's a bit of history between the two countries when it comes to penalties in crunch international games. Boss Adi Boothroyd says if the game goes all the way this time, they'll be ready. There's full live commentary over on Talk Sport this evening. Kickoffs at 5. Finally, Andy Murray's pulled out of a pre-Wimbledon exhibition match in London this evening because of a sore hip. The world number one had wanted to get some competitive action in before he defends his title at SW19. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by the mouth of Ben Fletcher. Thanks, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport. Now, the big debate is on the way on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. So just before that, we tasked you earlier with helping us out, really. You know, often we like to help you out, but your turn to give something back. Not to me, you understand, but to one of our esteemed colleagues, Julia Hartley-Brewer, who said to me as she was going off air today that she would quite like a sign-off for her show. Something consistent she can say at the end of it. Like she said Nick Ferrari does over on LBC, for example. And we know Sam Delaney does it here. So it's something she could just, you know, own, I suppose, and just say at the end of the programme to let you know it's Julia Hartley-Brewer. And we asked you to send suggestions in. Now, all of them, bar about two, are unbroadcastable. So thank you for that, obviously. For instance, Heady, I'm not reading that one out. Lee White, I'm definitely not reading that one out. You got any that are readable out
yeah,
there? Harry. Sidekick Harry.
Yeah, I've got one from Linda in Nottingham here.
Okay.
I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Have you checked this is readable out?
I'm reading it now.
Fine, it is then.
Linda in Nottingham has said,
"Yeah,
I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer, and you've just been Julia Hartley-Brewed."
Hey, that's pretty good, actually. Who's that from?
Linda in Nottingham.
Could, you know what, Linda? That could be the one. I mean, that's really good.
Could be.
I mean, on the grounds that it's the only broadcastable one we've received, but yes.
I've got another from Trevor in York, if you'd like.
I would like.
Natty to see you Natty.
Well...
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor, yeah. I think we're probably going Linda's, though, if I'm honest with you. Alex has come up with one. That's me done for another day. If you see me on the street, get out of my way. And no eye contact, because I will batter you. That's from Ali. We'll put them all to her, and then she can choose. I think that's only fair. Anyway, suggestions to help out Julia Hartley Brewer for her sign-off, please. You listen to Talk Radio. John Holmes. Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate. So, as you've been hearing there in the news with Victoria, Google have been hit with a record fine, $2.76 billion, for favouring their own shopping channel on, well, Google. Now, oddly, they chose not to redesign their logo today on Google to reflect this. I don't know why. They, at the drop of a hat, they normally redesign their logo, but they're not reflecting their own massive record fine there. In fact, I've just done this. If you Google shopping channel on Google, right, and then press news, expecting to see the news about Google's record fine for favouring their own shopping channel, doesn't come up. Instead, the lead shopping channel story on Google News is, why did Amazon's online video shopping channel fail? Amazon being a rival shopping channel to Google's shopping channel. It's a minefield. Still not learned their lesson, really, have they? Anyway, 2.76 billion is a lot of money, of course. For that kind of money, you could get into bed with Theresa May and prop her up a couple of times. Ew. Now, on the telephone balancing unit, now it's the line we've got here in the studio that's based on Pythagoras' theorem. So on line 3.142, having heard me say the word field, good afternoon, Jeff. Listener Jeff, hello.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, thank you very much for joining us. You heard me say the word field in there, and I understand you've told our researchers that you want to, or you're calling for an end to, fields. Is that right? What's your... why are you doing
Why am I doing it? Well, it's absolutely right for a start, and the why reason I'm doing it is because they're lazy.
Fields are lazy.
They just lay around.
Yeah.
They get under people's feet, don't they? It's terrible. You know, it makes me sad as well, because near me, right, you know, they had this block of flats, right, and this office block, right? Yeah. It was lovely, lovely. They brought, they tore it down,
yeah,
and they just put a field there. It was that about? It's disgusting.
Oh, so you're standing there sort of going, I remember when all this was office blocks.
Absolutely. I mean, fields, I don't like fields. I don't like fields of gold.
Yeah.
Sting. I don't like Sally Field.
Yeah.
I don't like being filled up. Is that, I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
Fresh fields.
Well, it doesn't really work. Okay. What about, let me just ask you about the Nephilim.
Oh, go on then.
What about the Nephilim?
Well, what about it?
Well, the fields of the Nephilim, of course. Now, if you get rid of fields, where are you going to put the Nephilim? The Nephilim, of course, sons of gods, daughters of men, biblical before the deluge. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to build houses on the Nephilim?
No. I mean, you can just put it in jars or something.
All right, well, let me bring Nick in. Stay on the line, Jeff.
I will.
Good afternoon, Nick.
Hi, John. Hi.
Thanks for calling. So he is saying no more fields, and he wants to put the Nephilim in jars.
Yeah, I'm not against that, but I think if you're going to have someone on who's just saying, I don't like the Fields, Sting's been in. Well, you know, I'm a diehard Fields fan, but I do draw the line at Fields that Sting's been in because, you know, Sting. If it was when he was a member of the Police, those Fields would be all right. As a solo artist, just we're not having it. So, you know, I think the two or three examples he cited there are fine, but you put that against magnetic fields, agricultural fields, vector fields, tensor fields, Sally Field, Greenfield, Brownfield, track field, you know, it just, the list is too long for his argument to make any sense if he's got one.
Would you be happy, Jeff, taking your next point of view there, I mean, whether or not you've got an argument, would you be happy if fields were magnetic?
Well, I guess you keep them all together then, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the thing,
yeah. You lose them, you keep a tab on them, and maybe, you know, dispose of them in the best way possible. If they're all together in one lump, you could burn them all in one foul swoop.
Yeah. I explain, well, you're right, aren't you? Because you could, yes, you're absolutely right, because a magnetic field, if you turned a field magnetic, would attract the other fields to it, it'd pile them all up, and you're right, they're out of the way, aren't they?
Yes. You do that then.
So, Nick, I mean, there's a lot of calls for more fields, of course. Let's be honest about this.
That's an eye hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
So the Moorfields Eye Hospital do get a lot of calls. Was that Jeff's point?
Yeah, sure, why not? Go on.
Well, yeah, but the eye hospital is a good case in point, because people turn up to that expecting more fields, but what they get is an eye hospital.
Yeah, I think, though, that ties in with people just misunderstanding basic English usage, because if you go into any sort of field because, you know, you've tripped and you've stuck a compass in your eye or something, or there's blood coming out of your retina, you know, don't go to somewhere that you think is a field. And if you want to go to a field, you know, don't go to a lawn or a meadow or a pasture. I think just, you know, work the problem. Do your simple ABC. Theresa May says field means field.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't normally quote her, but, you know, she's bang on with that one.
Well, there's been enough talk about quotas. When does a pasture become a field? Jeff, I presume you're against fields, but you don't mind pastures.
Pastures are fine. I mean, they've done nothing wrong to me. It's just fields with their lazy ways. That's all it is. I mean, and also, as my learned friend Nick said, field. Yeah.
How much is it?
He did say that.
He did say that. How much is it? You can't argue. You did say that, Nick.
I didn't mean to.
No. Well, you did.
Quoted it.
How much is a barrel? A barrel of fields these days. What's that? 150 euros or something for a barrel
it's
of fields?
150 euros. Yeah.
Yeah. We used to export that, didn't we? And the price of fields has gone up now because, you know, we have to buy our fields in from abroad in barrels, and some say it's prohibitively expensive, Nick.
It makes me sad because it's all obviously linked, you know, cost of index, relative price housing stuff to track and field. And track has been the thing that basically, because that's been so massively overvalued by all the money markets, by the Hang Seng, by the Dow Jones, by the FTSE, etc.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a 60-metre, 100-metre, 200-metre dash or even a hurdle quite cheaply, because it's been falsely optimised for the, you know, the international trade. But, you know, you can't put a price on the discus. You can't put a price on the javelin or the hammer.
Well, let's see if that's true. Jeff, can you put a price on a discus or a javelin or a hammer?
Well, you can, because I saw a discus for sale in my local charity shop and they were selling it for £5.
There you go, Nick. So you're wrong, Nick. Yeah. Discus is £5 in a charity shop. You can put a price on a discus.
Pageantry is nothing but the last, first, in fact, refuge of the scoundrel. You can put a price on a discus. You can't put a price on, you know, young men in tight athletics clothings or togas in Roman days performing actions with the discus or the javelin in a field. That's the priceless bit.
Well, I think you probably can put a price on the DUP, of course, don't believe in fields. They're, as you've been learning from the negotiations, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage, anti-field, of course. And we've just given them £1 billion, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, it's great, isn't it?
Yep.
You can ask for better publicity in the way of get abolishing fields and, you know, having abortions abolished.
Yeah, and fields.
I'm a bit out of my depth there. Maybe that's for another debate. I don't think that one's going to happen.
Yeah, we're not debating that. No. Have you heard about these trials they're doing here?
I mean, it's
not in this slot. The trials they're doing in Sweden, have you heard about those?
I've got to.
Oh, yeah, you are now, yeah. What they've done in Sweden, because they've got rid of fields as well. And what they've done there is they've turned all of the fields in Sweden upside down. And what happens when you turn a field upside down is you get a fjord. Because the words are similar, so the clue is there. So a field, fjord. Field, fjord. That's given them a beautiful coastline, not the boring old lazy fields, Jeff, that you're railing against. So are you saying that we should turn Britain's fields upside down?
Why not? So let's turn all the fields upside down, including, you know, Sally Field has a very nice ring to it.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Nick, you're sighing.
Okay, you know, name the most famous Swedish person in the world. It's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the Man United player. You know, when Jose Mourinho gets the next fielder team, to play against one of the other football teams in this country. Well, he's got to fuel the team, has he? You know, that's going to hurt Zlatan in his pocket.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise I'd called Talk Sport.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny for you because maybe you don't spend your weekends going to football matches, but if you did and you got there and the referee said, you know, oh, sorry, everyone who's come to the football match and travelled the length and breadth of the country,
yeah.
We can't have the match today. All 20, 30,000 people have got to go home because we have done away with fields. We can't field a team. Yeah, you'll have children crying. You'll have men and women swearing and wrestling.
The Queen, of course, owns all the fields at the moment, so you would have to overturn royal protocol. She owns all the... The Queen owns, as we know, fields, swans and immigrants. And all of those, of course, can break your arm if you go too close. That's right, isn't it? And so you can't really go... You know, you don't want to go into a field because it can break a man's arm.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I know a friend of mine who fell over in a field and broke his arm.
There it is.
Do you know what could have prevented that?
What could have prevented that?
A person, now this is the one bit of fields that is just round the corner, it's yet to come, force fields, personal force fields.
Oh, right.
He could have just quickly popped a force field up as he was falling down,
yeah.
And when he fell down, he wouldn't have fallen on, you know, any sort of hard surface, he'd have fallen on a lovely sort of buzzy, shieldy thing that doesn't quite exist.
Yeah.
He'd have been safe.
Yeah.
Science needs to knock one of those out.
How many fields are acceptable, yes or no, Nick?
No.
Yeah, and Jeff?
No.
Oh, you're agreeing on one thing, so that's useful.
Yes.
Oh. Could you...
yes, we are agreeing, I mean. I don't mean guess the
question.
Right. That's just stupid.
Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Jeff?
Anton Rogers.
Nick?
Just knock one out.
Right. And there. There we have it. That's the big debate on Talk Radio. Do we need fields? Do we? I mean, they're there. But do we need them in post-Brexit Britain? I mean, we've got nail varnish now and credit checks. Why do we need fields? Get involved in the debate. That's what we're here for. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Space Voyager, proceed to countdown. 10, 9.
This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event.
2, 1.
And there's a whopping £85 million to be
it's
won.
Out of this world. Over.
Tickets for Friday's jackpot event are available now. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic. And I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back. And one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have severe delays in queuing traffic. That is due to an earlier accident. A lorry and a caravan involved. That's on the M62 westbound, just before junction 22. Congestion is back to junction 25, and travel time is around an hour and a half. Elsewhere in Cheshire, we have slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. That's on the M6 southbound between junction 17 and junction 16. And in Stroud, the A272 Winchester Road is closed in both directions. Very slow traffic there due to a burst water main, and that is near Rothercombe Lane. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Our new BMW iPerformance range delivers all the style, precision and performance you'd expect from a BMW, with a few things you might not. Like hybrid fuel efficiency for fewer emissions when driving, and benefit-in-kind rates as low as 9%. Or the fact that it's available across six of our top models, making it the largest selection of plug-in hybrids on the market. So now you can reduce your driving emissions without reducing your standards. The new BMW iPerformance range. Search BMW iPerformance.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio. It's the afternoons, of course. On the way, don't forget our game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Details of that coming up. But before that, we'll take some of your reactions to the big debate. Now, do we need Fields? That was the question that was posed by Jeff, Talk Radio listener. He phoned in and was quite angry about the fact that we've still got Fields in this country. Why do we need them? We've got nail varnish now and credit checks. What's the point of them? He said they were lazy, they just lie around getting under your feet. He was suggesting the Swedish model, where they turned all of their fields upside down, where they become fjords. That's why the words obviously sound similar in the original Swedish, field and fjord. A barrel of fields, of course, €150 today. The idea that we should export maybe about a field to an arid place, and then that arid place, such as a desert, should send us sand, perhaps, in return for our beaches, some of which are dirty. Maybe it would clean them up. A lot of arguments on all sides and a lot of reactions coming in, I understand.
Yeah, we're getting quite a few in. I've got one here that says, think about Sheffield, for crying out loud. And that comes from the Mayor of Sheffield.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor of Sheffield. I've got one here that just says, John, I'm a journalist. I'm fully aware of what it's like to be out in the field.
I've got one here. John, I'm glad your caller likes pastures, because pastures is delicious. That's from an Italian person with poor hearing.
Right. John, I'm a farmer. I'm fully aware of what it's like to be out in the field.
I've got one here. It's not about the debate, but Cass smells so much. I can smell her from here. And I'm an astronaut on the International Space Station. That's from an astronaut on the International Space Station.
Thank you. She smells of her egg. John, I am the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. I'm fully aware of what it is like to be out in the field. And that is, of course, from Theresa May, back when she was a child. She's texted that in from her youth, where she's running through the wheat fields to annoy the farmers. And one final reaction has just come in. That's just come in from Gary Moore and Phil Lynott. So just ahead of our game of Snowflake Buckaroo, I was going to mention this, OK? So earlier on today, I went to the gymnasium. I know. I mean, you can tell that by looking at me. It's obvious. I believe they call them a gym bunny. Although I have been reprimanded several times for wearing that outfit and costume with the ears to the gym. But I don't see what's wrong with it. However, here's a weird thing about it. Again, I've mentioned this before, but... but it happened again this morning, and it really bloody annoys me, and I don't understand what happened. So if you go to the gym, right, and you maybe listen to this thinking, yeah, I do, here's the thing that happens. Or does it only happen to me? So I go into the gym early in the morning, and if the changing room's empty, it could be empty as you like. Maybe there's one other naked person in there, like an old man standing over there, all naked over there, right? But so I go, obviously, to the other end of the changing room, as you would. If there's someone else in there getting changed by one of the benches, to the other end of the changing room. That's what you do, okay? Find yourself a locker. Do your business. Not do your business, obviously. Don't poo in a gym locker. They're going to throw you out for that. Way more than they'll throw you out for a bunny costume. in my experience. But if you go into the gym and you go there, right, why is it I'm getting changed, I'm the only person in there, and a man comes in, right, but out of the whole space of the whole gym, change room, chooses to just go next to me and get changed. And that happens all the time. And I don't understand why that happens in gym changing room. Empty, it's big, vast space. Why, if there's someone else there, would you go next to them? It's like breaking the urinal rule. Mm, you know, if you're a man and you go to the urinal, or urinal, however it's said now, I think it's urinal. Okay, you're a man, you go to the urinal, and you start to urinate into the urinal, right? And then someone comes and stands next to you, even though there's loads of free other urinals, right? Why would you do that? The rule is, one, you're a urinal, miss a urinal out, go to the next urinal along, right?
It's only, like, politeness, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's courtesy.
I mean, that's the equivalent. If you're a girl and you go for a wee, that's like someone coming into your cubicle and sitting on your lap while you're doing it and weeing through your legs. I mean, what? No one would do that.
It's not quite the same.
No. It is in my head. But it's weird, isn't it? Am I the only person who goes to the gym where that happens? Is that... Victoria, have you ever been to a gym?
Yeah.
Right. Does it happen in the women's changing room? You know where it's empty?
Yes.
And you start to get changed, and then someone comes in but chooses next to you to start changing when there's a whole empty spaces up there. Why do they do that?
No, that hasn't happened to me personally. Probably because I don't go to the gym.
You just,
very
said,
often.
You just said you did.
No. You said, have you ever? I've been to the gym a few times.
Okay.
But they, like, what annoys me is the women parading their muffs around.
What?
They take
their clothes off, and it's just gratuitous gym nudity.
Can you say that? I thought you meant these microphone covers. Do they do that?
I don't think women are as bothered about it as men are.
No, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
But Victor, have you ever used urinal?
No.
Okay, can't answer that question then.
Never mind.
All right. What, you've tried? What?
No, I bought those sheepies for festivals, but I never use them. It's like an aid to help women pee standing up.
And where do you put that, Victoria? What?
On your microphone.
Obviously you know.
Well, that took a turn. In the next half an hour of the program, I was just annoyed about it because it happened to me this morning and I thought, this is irritating. It keeps happening. That if it's an empty gym changing room, go to the other end of it.
Maybe you should take it as a compliment.
I'm not.
Right,
there. Stuff. So in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you Victoria's bonus news. That's on the way, of course. It's mineral news today. And a game of snowflake buckaroo. I will explain how that works and what it is after the news at 3:30, which Victoria has now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Nicola Sturgeon has shelved plans for a second referendum on Scottish independence for now. Scotland's First Minister, whose party lost 21 seats in this month's general election, says she won't call another vote for the time being.
They worry about the uncertainty of Brexit and the lack of any clarity whatsoever about what it means. Some of them just want a break from the pressure of making big political decisions. They agree that our future should not be imposed on us, but feel that it is just too soon right now to make a firm decision about the precise timing of a referendum.
The number of tower blocks failing fire safety tests has risen to 95. It's prompted Theresa May to call for a major national inquiry into cladding on high-rise buildings. Google has told the European Commission it respectfully disagrees after being fined for abusing its position as the dominant search engine. The company has been ordered to pay more than £2 billion over the way it promoted its shopping service. The Health Secretary says there's no evidence a huge medical documents blunder caused harm to patients. Test results and other papers were put into storage rather than being delivered to doctors. The Queen is going to get a £6 million public pay increase. It's after a rise in the Crown Estate's profits. And inflation has added £133 to the average household's annual shopping bill. Consumer data suggests that's the equivalent of 7 extra supermarket trips. The weather wet for much of the country tonight. Heavier bursts, particularly across central and southeastern counties. Lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny spells for Scotland. Rain sometimes heavy elsewhere. Highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes, John.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. It's there. For one simple reason. That simple reason is the bulletins are smaller than they used to be. So we make the time up, because Victoria gets paid the same and that's only fair. Mm. So we bring you bonus news, animal, vegetable, or today...
Mineral news.
So I don't think I'm the only one who's noticed that the mineral news agenda is a bit slower than the regular news agenda. Mm. Well, more than halfway into 2017, the 2016 Mineral of the Year has been announced.
Good news, that is, for mineral lovers everywhere.
Exactly. Do you want to know what it is?
Well, is it...
This isn't a guessing game.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to guess it.
Yes.
Drum roll, please, Marta. Merylanite. Merylanite.
I wouldn't have picked it. I would have picked something else.
Well, this particular mineral was only discovered in October in Tanzania.
Right.
So it's quite a new one on
so
the
So that
block.
Should be best newcomer, not best mineral.
Mm. Well, the International Mineralogical Association recognises a single new mineral species published in the previous year as the most interesting and outstanding, as well as other categories. So that's how they're choosing their minerals of the year.
I see.
So, yeah.
Must have had a strong debut then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how many new minerals are discovered.
Is there a best supporting mineral?
Nope.
Oh. What does merylanite do?
What do you mean, do?
Well,
it exists.
Yes, but what its characteristics as a mineral?
Well, when you look at it really close up,
yeah.
It's got whiskers.
That's a cat, Victoria. You got this is animal news.
She's done it again. She's snuck animal news.
That's animal news.
It's not, Harry. You need to look up merylanite. Otherwise, you wouldn't sound so silly right now.
Oh well.
Moving.
What sort of whiskers? Hang on. Is it? What sort of whiskers has it got? I mean, like. Hairy whiskers.
Well,
or are they made of merylanite?
Imagine it's made of merylanite. Yeah. So just imagine what looks a bit like a screw.
Yes.
So like a silver-coloured piece of metal.
Yes.
With lots of little extra bits.
I can see why it won.
Can I do the next story? Now?
Yes.
Okay, so the so-called Rockefeller Emerald has made history. It sold at auction for $5.5 million. That makes it the most expensive emerald per carat ever sold at auction, at $305,000 per carat.
Mineral news.
No, that's vegetable news.
No.
You said carrot. So you've got
animal. C-A-R-A-T.
You can spell it however you want. It's still a vegetable, Victoria.
Go away.
All right.
I do this against my will, and your interruptions are not helpful.
The music ran out.
Play it again, then. Still got to talk about minerals.
Vegetable news.
No!
Animal news.
No! Get it right.
Mineral news.
So, if you were wondering, the Rockefeller emerald... it's got 18 carats. It's a lot of carats.
Vegetable news.
It was bought by the famous Rockefeller family in the 1930s as a brooch, but it got turned into a ring after the wife who was given it died. And it's been described by the American Gemological Laboratory as exceptional because it possesses an unusual combination of size, provenance, absence of treatment, and quality factors that contribute favourably to its rarity and desirability.
Sounds lovely.
It is. It's massive.
Right.
And do you want to know the last story?
Yes.
Okay, and a robot has been developed so it can do the ironing.
Really?
Yeah. Tio is...
Because it's got the word iron in it?
Yeah.
All right.
And probably minerals went into building Tio, who is 1.8 metres tall and weighs 80 kilos. So he's a humanoid-style robot, and he's got the hang of getting rid of creases. But he does need the help of a real human to place the clothing on an ironing board in front of him. And then it uses a camera built into its head to create a high-res 3D representation of the garment and the ironing board. And then detects the creases by computing wrinkliness. There you go.
Right. Well, I that's technically housework news, but I would...
Housework news?
Yeah, ironing. I like ironing. I find it therapeutic, so I wouldn't really want a robot to do my ironing. I don't mind... I like an ironing.
I purposely buy things which don't need ironing. Don't say it. You're so predictable. You're looking at my dress right now, and you're going to say something disparaging.
Nope. I don't mind ironing. I'd do your ironing. I don't mind ironing.
Okay.
Not free, but
I'm not paying you to do anything.
But I would. But I don't. I don't have an issue with ironing. I put a film on or something. Just find it therapeutic. I just iron my children's school uniforms. I don't mind doing that. Don't mind the iron. So I don't need a. I don't need a robot. Is what I'm saying.
Do you iron your pants?
That's a rather personal question.
Socks.
But no. Why would you need to iron pants?
I know people who do.
I don't iron pants.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. Who does that?
I don't know.
My flatmate.
Really? She irons her pants.
He
irons her pants.
His pants.
Yeah.
Was that like to assert dominance, or what does he do? Like just to show everyone his pants?
I don't ask.
Why don't you throw yours in with his?
I don't want my pants ironed.
Oh.
Mineral news.
Thanks, Victoria. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you a game of snowflake buckaroo. You know the game buckaroo? You know the donkey in the buckaroo game and you load stuff on it and it kicks the stuff off? It's like that, but with a millennial snowflake. Load trigger phrases onto the millennial and watch it be anxious and run to its safe space. That's what we'll be playing next. Millennial snowflake buckaroo on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I used to be a security guard, work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, Dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when Dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success. So I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have very slow traffic due to an earlier accident. A lorry and a caravan involved. It's on the M62 westbound. That's just before Junction 22. Congestion is back to Junction 25. In Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise. That's between Junction 17 and Junction 16. And in Devon, we do have one lane blocked. Slow traffic due to an accident. A car and a lorry involved there. That's on the M5 southbound between Junction 27 and Junction 28. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Our new BMW iPerformance range delivers all the style, precision and performance you'd expect from a BMW, with a few things you might not. Like hybrid fuel efficiency for fewer emissions when driving and benefit-in-kind rates as low as 9%. Or the fact that it's available across six of our top models, making it the largest selection of plug-in hybrids on the market. So now you can reduce your driving emissions without reducing your standards. The new BMW iPerformance range. Search BMW iPerformance.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Now, a lot of news going on. Of course, more of it being discussed with Sam Delaney after 4 o'clock with Drive Time here on your radio. And we've just been looking at it as well. There's the big ship, of course, pictured on the front of a lot of the newspapers today. HMS Queen Elizabeth, McQueen Elizabeth face. The £3.5 billion warship, the biggest aircraft carrier ever built, has left its dock. It's not fully operational yet, but it has gone out for tests on the front of all the papers, as I say. Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland has said that there will not be a second referendum call for it at all until after the Brexit deal is done. Political fatigue, really. People don't want to vote on big issues anymore. We're all a bit fed up with it, is her thinking, and I think she's probably right. So there's a lot going on. Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
I just can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Harold, because we are here to help you. And anyone else who can't get their head around it. Because we take the news and we make it simple by subjecting it to Japanese poetry. It's obvious, really, isn't it? 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables to explain the news. Instead of a whole news bulletin. It makes entire sense. It's the news in haikus, but ordinarily, it's done by Cornelius. Now, Cornelius is not here today. He's recovering from a Glastonbury operation. So he's back tomorrow, we think. So instead of that, we present from Asprod Cass's mouth the news in Hull Coos.
Queen gets a pay rise. That's fair. It's very hard work. Shaking people's hands.
Daniels! In haiku. Right, it's new game time. Do you remember that game where you had a donkey, didn't you? You got a donkey and you piled loads of stuff onto it, tools, a pickaxe, rope, a spade, a hat and other stuff, piling it on until that donkey collapses. Do you remember that game? That's right, it's called Animal Cruelty. Very popular in Spain. But also Buckaroo, where the donkey is plastic. And you push it down, don't you, to set it, and you carefully take it in turns to pile on the stuff. But uh-oh, when it all gets a bit too much, the donkey kicks it all off. Buckaroo. Yes, that. And now we're bringing it bang up to date for millennials as we play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here's how it works. Instead of a donkey, we have a plastic snowflake millennial. It's plastic, of course. It's made of non-binary plastic, so as not to offend. A snowflake millennial all upset by trigger words.
Being offended by utterly nothing. I'm so sensitive.
All right, but what we're going to do is hang trigger words and phrases and situations on our millennial. Plastic, though, like I said. And like in Donkey Buckaroo, when the snowflake can take no more, it'll kick off and run to its safe space. Now, each trigger word and situation is worth points. The first contestant to hang triggering situations on the snowflake that reach 21. Oh! It all kicks off, game over. And you've come last. I hope that's clear. So let's meet today's contestants. They are, first of all, player one, Siobhan. Hello, Siobhan.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Hey.
I'm not bad, yourself.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Siobhan. Now, where are you, Siobhan?
Paisley, Scotland.
In Scotland. Oh, okay, so you've have you been enjoying Nicola Sturgeon's referendum news today?
I love Nikki. I think she's right, yeah.
Yeah, just because you...
Probably a better idea.
You don't want to vote again, do you, right now?
Not right now,
it's all a bit much, isn't it?
A second referendum would be brilliant, but... Not right now.
When would you like to... What's put a time scale on it, a personal time scale, Siobhan. When would you like that second referendum, would you say?
Obviously, after all the Brexit stuff's gone down, because everyone's just in confusion right now, so...
Yeah, we just don't know what's going on. Politics has gone a bit mad, hasn't it, Siobhan? We don't know what's going on.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, here's how this is going to work, Siobhan. You're going to be playing against Wayne, OK, who's on line two. Let's bring Wayne in. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Hi, Wayne. Where are you, Wayne?
I am in Alnwick, which is in Northumberland.
Northumberland, do you think Northumberland should be independent?
From everything, yes.
Yeah, good. Well, it kind of is. Listen, Wayne, what do you do in Northumberland, Wayne?
I work, live, sleep, eat, everything else.
Good answer. Right, fine. So here's what's going to happen during this, right? So Siobhan, meet Wayne. Wayne, meet Siobhan. There we go. So it's Northumberland versus Paisley. But what's going to happen is I have here a list of millennial trigger phrases, all right, which you'll be very familiar with, I'm sure. And what you are doing is metaphorically hanging them on to a snowflake millennial, like in the game Buckaroo with the Donkeys, right? But each of these phrases is worth points, okay? And when you get to 21... it's all over and the other person wins, OK? So you get to choose which of the phrases you want in each round. So we're going to start with Siobhan, OK? Here we go. Simply because Siobhan was the person I spoke to first. So out of these two phrases, Siobhan, what are you going to hang on to the snowflake? Is it liberal non-binary gender reversal or reverse racism struggle? Which of those millennial phrases...
I'm going to go for reverse racism struggle.
Reverse racism struggle. OK, that leaves you, Wayne, with liberal non-binary gender reversal. I can tell you, though, that both of those are worth 5 points. 5 points. So neck and neck at the moment. Remember, 21 is when it all goes wrong. Harry's keeping score.
I am. Okay. Hello.
Here's question number two. Wayne chooses first this time. Here we go. Do you want social justice femiphobic trolling? Or... LBGTQ RSTUVWXYZ clicktivism.
Which? Ooh, I think I'll go for the LGBTQ
RSTUVWXYZ.
Yeah.
Okay, so that leaves you, Siobhan, with social justice femiphobic trolling. I can tell you that Wayne's was worth 6 points. Siobhan's worth 4 points. Oh! So running total now, Harry, is...
Siobhan's on 9, Wayne's on 11.
Oh!
Oh, dear.
All right, so Siobhan gets to choose first this time.
Right.
Will you go for cis-consensual microfluidity or assumptive non-apologetic binaryism?
I forgot what you said in the first one, honestly.
Cis-consensual microfluidity, like it matters.
Yeah, I'll go for that one.
Okay, fine. That leaves you, Wayne, with assumptive non-apologetic binaryism. Yeah. I can tell you that Siobhan's 3 points. Wayne, 5 points. Running total from Harry.
16 for Wayne, 12 for Siobhan.
Oh, it's getting close. All right. So, Wayne, you choose first this time. Do you want hashtag manspreading so white or non-reactionary... fidget spinning trans vegan?
What was the first one?
Hashtag man spreading so white.
I think I'll go for the hashtag man spreading
so white.
Yeah.
Which leaves Siobhan with non-reactionary fidget spinning trans veganism. I tell you, they're both worth 2 points. They're both worth 2 points. Oh, what are we on?
We're on 18 for Wayne.
Yeah.
Ooh, 14 for Siobhan.
Oh, right, okay. So, Wayne, if this is three or more, it's game over for you, all right? So, we've got to be careful here. So, Siobhan, I think you're choosing first here, aren't you? Will you go for passive aggressive homo pronoun enabling Or panic, anxiety, gender normativity.
I'm going to go for panic, anxiety, gender
normativity. I can tell you that is worth 5 points. What's he on now?
Siobhan is on 19.
19. And that leaves you with the other one, Wayne.
Yeah.
That's also worth 5 points. It means you're on! What has he got?
Wayne's over.
Wayne's over! It's kicked off! The Millennials kicked off! Sorry, Wayne.
That's okay.
Commiseration. Siobhan, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
You are the winner of Snowflake Buckaroo. Siobhan in Paisley, Wayne in Northumberland there, playing the game. We'll be doing another round of that next week, of course. I kind of like that game.
Can you believe that this is your job?
No. Might try and market this as an actual board game.
Some tie-in merch. That'd be fantastic.
Why not? The hell not? Anyway, that's about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney is with you next for Drive. He's here in the room now to tell us what he bringeth.
I've just pre-recorded an interview with Britain's silliest posh man, Jacob Rees-Mogg. And he was explaining to me why doing a deal with the DUP is not a coalition of chaos, even though it could, obviously cause violence on the streets of Northern Ireland and break up the union.
Yeah.
But and that why it's really different from the coalition of chaos that they'd said Labour would do with the SNP. And also how it's actually not much for them to have conjured £1.5 billion to buy the support of DUP.
It's quite a lot. We spoke earlier to Stephen Pound on the programme about this, who was, I'm going to say, livid about this money, the magic money tree that suddenly arrived.
Magic money tree. Yeah. And he said, you'll be a very... I mean, I can't do justice to how posh this man's voice is. Not that that's a problem, but it was just funny because he was lecturing me about my misunderstanding of money, which is fair enough because I am rubbish at sums and money. So in a way, and I was intimidated by him, and so I said, fair enough, it seems to make sense, Mr. Rees-Mogg, sir. But he said, actually, I didn't understand economics, and it wasn't that much at all. Right. 1.5 million
quid. It sounds like a lot to the layman, doesn't
it? To me, it sounds like a lot of money, especially when they say they couldn't afford to pay nurses anymore.
That's right.
Right. But they can afford to bung £1.5 billion to a bunch of homophobes just so they can cling to power.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
But apparently, that's exactly what they're doing.
If they're not offended by the word bottom.
Do you know what I'm calling it? I've made up a fantastic new phrase. And just remember now, if other people start using it, it's mine.
Go on.
Checkbook democracy.
Good.
Good?
Very good.
That's what this is. It's checkbook democracy. Because the DUP are not supporting the Conservatives' policies that will affect ordinary people's lives because they believe them to be right.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they bunged them 1.5 billion. I mean, of course, no one writes checks anymore, so it's fraud.
It's
not perfect.
Contactless.
Yeah. It's contactless. It sounds less good. All right, forget the whole thing.
Fewer. Right, thank you very much, Sam. Sam with you next for Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Have a good evening. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.